The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
The stage is set. The curtain rises. We are ready to begin.
What time is it?
Time to wake up.
Good morning.
It will be once this bran muffin works its magic.
We listen to you guys every morning so fast. I think my buddy over here is starting to sound like Steve-O over here.
Oh, man, that's awful. Sorry.
You can
for
break
you.
Him of that, you know that, right?
That guy, look at that. He's just yelling.
Am I actually talking to Steve-O?
Yeah. Hey, tell your buddy it's time to stop.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
I hate Mondays. Monday.
Get up, okay? Get up.
Hola, con ole! Hola, con ole!
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
It is time.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Good morning.
Yes!
Good morning.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, it's Monday, and I'm jazzed to be here, everybody.
It is a Monday, February 1st. Man, this year is almost over.
I can't believe it's almost Christmas.
Goodness, what is happening?
Life flies by.
Oh, it does.
Dex, what is this song? I love it.
This is from the 1986 movie, Rad.
Did you see my post from the 1986 movie, Transformers the movie?
Saw that last night.
The Touch?
Yeah.
It came on an episode of the Goldbergs, and then I said, buying that.
One of my favorite episodes of the Goldbergs. It. So good.
Here's the thing, though. I downloaded that song, and it brought back so many memories, because when I was a kid, every time we went to the video store, that movie came out in 1986, so I was like three. But I guess when I was three or four, every time we'd go, I'd ask to rent that movie. Mm. Every single time. And then we would rent Transformers a movie. And so that was my power jam when I was a kid. And I would watch it all the time. And so when I'm listening to that song last night, I got so pumped up. Not even about it. I had to go to bed.
I was the same way. We had the same thing going on because, as you know, I was up late last night. So,
you were.
You know, I Poor was... I was Poor just dad. Hitting the YouTube hard last
night. You're just hitting that YouTubes.
And then I got sucked into the Rad soundtrack.
Oh,
did you guys ever see that movie?
I don't think I ever saw Rad.
With the BMX? BMX?
Yeah. Hey. Oh, okay.
Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Mm-hmm. See, here's the thing with me. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit not so much BMX as I was like rollerblades.
Okay.
So Airborne was
what
my
about
jam.
Like
Gleaming the Cube?
I was just about
I
to say.
I knew you were about to say Gleaming the Cube.
Yes.
I knew that.
Of course, dude.
Yeah.
Gleaming the Cube, bruh!
Gleaming the Cube.
Yeah, Gleaming. Taking it old school. You know what we need to do? We need to make our own 80s movie right here in the skate park. We have a skate park. We could totally make an 80s
Steve-O,
movie.
Steve-O, you are right on the same page as me right now. I feel like we've been doing the show for years, the three of us. I mean,
we have.
We're like finishing each other's thoughts.
I mean, this year's almost over.
We're all on the same page because I was watching the music video to that song we just heard. And it's the opening, actually, of the movie Rad, where they're doing the tricks on the bikes.
Yes.
And all I could picture is us doing a parody of that
yes!
on bikes.
Yes! Let's do it!
And,
I'm terrible on a bike.
And we get to act like we're just doing fancy tricks and going up into the skate park and barely going up and crashing into each other.
Dude, I'm game. Mm-hmm. I could do those tricks. Mm-hmm. I can pull those off. Mm-hmm.
Man, when I was younger, my grandparents, my grandma and grandpa in Ennis, Montana, they had a house, and they were the only house in the trailer park. So they lived in a trailer park. And, oh my gosh, just the best childhood.
Oh my gosh.
Because at trailer parks, there's always new people moving in. So you always get to meet different kids and different families. And there were the dirt road. We would always set up ramps out in the dirt
yes,
road.
Dude.
And we would always ask Grandpa, will you take us to get some wood so we could build some ramps? So Grandpa would help us build these sweet ramps. And I can't even tell you how many times we crashed and ended up
yeah.
in the hospital. But wow, what a childhood.
I don't even think I ever actually successfully created a ramp because I would get like little cinder blocks and then wood, but inevitably it would just be off center. Something would happen. I'd miss the ramp mm-hmm. or it would just wobble and fall and the back tire would catch yeah. the cinder block.
I was always the youngest. My brother's a couple years older than me, so it was always him and his friends, and they would always tell me, I was the test dummy. So I always had to go first to make sure everything was okay. And yeah, it didn't end up. I wasn't very smooth most of the time. By the grace of God,
we're gonna make some sweet jumps, guys.
Oh, I'm still alive. I didn't break my neck.
Glad you're here, buddy.
For not dying.
Appreciate it.
Glad you're welcome.
338-3700. Phone lines are open. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Monday mindset. Where's your mindset this morning? Where are you at? How was your weekend? Did anything cool happen over the weekend? You know, something you want to talk about? Anything you guys want to talk about this morning?
You know. You guys are standing up again.
Yeah. You stood up. You guys stood up. And then I was like, oh, I'll stand up.
I have to stand up.
My mindset is, why am I standing? I just want to sit. But
we
I can't.
New chairs is what we need.
Yeah. Which is hilarious. We literally just got these chairs.
Well, these are new chairs. They're actually very cushy.
Cushy.
They hurt your butt after a while.
Yeah, they do.
It's better than the old chairs we had, They were like a hazard, a safety hazard.
They were.
Somebody broke one.
And then instead of replacing them, they would just grab random nails and started screwing the cushions back in.
They're like, ministry!
Yeah! It was bad. Somebody tore their back up on that, and then they're like, all right, we got to get rid of that.
Hmm.
That's liability right there.
It's not ministry when it's liability.
So, what is it? Next Thursday is House of Heroes.
And just 10 short days away.
How many tickets do we have to give away? A bunch?
1,000. No, we have 10.
Well, capacity's like 450. Yeah, so
we have 3,000 tickets to give away. We have 10 tickets to give away. Okay. 10. That's all. And it's not really even a ticket. It's like your name's going to be put on the will call list.
I would rather have my name on a list than have a ticket.
Oh, dude, when the Foo Fighters announced their tour, you know, I camped out in line, waited, bought my tickets, and I was staring at these physical tickets going, oh no, this show's like 10 months away. If I lose these, I am hosed.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
I've never had to keep anything for that long in my life.
Yep, I remember that.
Dude.
He put them in a lockbox.
I was like, I can't not. That was my third time buying tickets to see the Foo Fighters and my first time actually seeing them. Something tragic always happened right before I was supposed to see them. So it's
very
true. No, bro, I will not miss this one this time.
And he almost
missed it. It's terrifying. So we're helping people out. No scary responsibilities of tickets. We got you on the will call list. It's going to be great.
The only problem is because I don't know if you guys have been in that position before where you get put on a list, and then you show up at the event, and your name's not on there. Yeah. You walk up because I'm on a list.
I'm on the list, guys.
And,
don't worry.
The guys, you can see his finger just kind of scrolling down through the list. Yeah, you're not on the list, man.
One ticket's on the Morning Invasion. They're very trustworthy.
That's never happened to me. Anytime I've been on the list, I was on the list.
Oh, dude.
If Buck ever says, I'll put you on a list, don't believe him.
Okay. Yeah, that happened to me a few times. It
happened to probably 100 of our friends throughout the years.
Yep.
And then I get the call or text, Buck said he put me on the list, man. Can you help me out?
And then every time you would go, why didn't you just call me first? And I go, well, you were really busy. And so Buck said that he was going to get me on the list. Yeah.
It was part because Steve-O knew that if he called Buck, he'd get a definite yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's totally.
If something went wrong, he could be like, it's his fault he didn't put me on the list. He lied to me.
He said.
I always, if I have the tickets, I always hooked you up.
Yeah.
Always.
That's true.
I was never a snob about that either. Because a couple of the other guys I did the show with, I won't name their names, but. No, they had a rule.
Totally Bucket Baxter.
They had a rule where it was if they hadn't talked to you in a couple weeks, then they wouldn't hook you up. But for me, it was if I can do it, I can do it.
Oh, now Fantagram's starting to come into. I get it now. Mm-hmm. All right.
See there?
That's why
I even told you, don't hit those guys up because they're not going to hook you up. Did you talk to them in the past couple weeks?
You know what I got to do today?
Talk to Buck.
I'm going to hit up Baxter. What's Buck going to do? I'm just going to hit up Baxter.
Hey,
and
he
just
can
be like,
help you build
buddy,
a legacy.
Just want to say, hey, it's February 1st, 2016. And then 4 days from now, I'll hit him up for tickets.
I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Talk to you in a couple weeks, buddy.
There you go.
That's what I'll do.
You got the inside scoop.
That would be so funny.
Thank you.
If you only text him every 2 weeks and then he's sitting over there and he goes, oh my gosh, he figured out my plan.
Every 10 days, I'm going to set a reminder on my phone right now. Hit up Baxter every 10 days. You never know who's coming through town.
All you do is just send him hey, or a little emoticon, like a thumbs up.
Got to get to that Edge Fest. We got a few months till then, right?
Is there an unsolved mystery for me today?
There is a mystery, Dale. We live in paranoid times.
I can't tell you the secrets of the universe, Dex. Leave me alone.
One might say that polka music is an abstract form of terrorism.
Polka?
Polka.
Polka.
So
let's pause.
So
let's get this right before we
you
continue.
You said polka.
No, we don't say polka.
I said polka.
We said
it's polka.
That's what I said.
Polka.
Polka.
No.
Okay. This is a hard one to wrap your head around.
Okay.
Someone spotted a mysterious box in the music room at Walnut Middle School in Grand Island, Nebraska on Wednesday afternoon. So they called the cops. See? They did the right thing. They saw something mysterious, out of the ordinary, and they called the cops.
Wait. I see what's going on here.
You see? You see there? Yeah. So they evacuated all 900 students, teachers, and staff members. Then the Nebraska State Patrol bomb squad came. Oh, why did it shut off like that?
That's the mystery.
Oh. Then the Nebraska State Patrol bomb squad came to the school, went into the music room with bomb-sniffing dogs, and finally decided to open the latches on the box. What was in the box? What's in the box?
Oh, no.
What's in the box?
Oh, Gwyneth. No.
Well, it turned out when they opened up the box, it was an accordion.
What?
You get here way too early.
I do.
This is what most of your time was invested in this morning. Was that clip?
Yeah, it was just that.
You're just like so amped.
I gotta find some polka music.
I got an accordion.
With some screams.
Yeah. Oh man.
It was an accordion inside the box. The bomb squad there. Yeah, the sniffing dogs. And they opened up the box, and it was.
You know, I gotta tell you, 2 weekends ago for worship, our boy Beanick showed up with a mandolin and an accordion.
He did.
And he made the accordion sound cool.
Did he have a solo?
No, not really.
What he did,
not an accordion
solo. He kind of made it sound like a synthy pad.
Yeah.
It was really awesome.
It's like super synth.
In the background.
Yeah. It wasn't that creepy.
Beanick is a man among men.
Love that guy. Yeah. Good morning.
Morning. Just wanted to say good morning, good Monday.
Good Monday.
And, like, seriously, why is nobody introducing their kids to Weird Al? If they had known who Weird Al was and what he was about, they would have known what was in the box.
That's true. That's very true. Weird Al was all about the accordion, bro.
You're right.
It's so true.
Gosh, buddy.
Yeah, I blend the violent media nowadays. We just, you know, just got to get our kids in some like a surgeon.
Yes. Got to raise them right, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
thank you,
guys, have a great day.
You too. Dude, I loved Weird Al.
I never really got into him.
Weird Al also had a song featured in Transformers the movie called "Dare to Be Stupid."
Oh my gosh!
Dare to be stupid.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I got into Weird Al because there was a kid at school when I was growing up.
His name was Al. He was weird.
No, his name was Greg, and he was one of those kids I really thought was going to come into the school and just start taking everyone out one of these days.
So you were really nice to him?
No, I always tried to be, but I think he had some tough times at home because he didn't want to be friends with anybody.
What does this have to do with Weird Al?
Well, he loved Weird Al. He wore Weird Al shirts, and that's all he had his Walkman with him all the time, and that's all he played was, you know, the Weird Al cassette tapes. And
dude, fat, eat it.
I always thought of Greg when, you know, someone brought up Weird Al.
Oh, no, Greg.
Y'all never saw UHF? That movie was incredible.
I know. I never saw it, but I know what it is.
I own it still.
It was his big thing.
On VHS. It's one of the few I kept.
Man.
Weird Al.
Do VHSs, over time, will they stop working like cassette tapes if you leave them out? Because I know my cassette tapes from my old air checks that I have, they don't work anymore.
Oh, you need to try them in my Subaru. All I have is a tape deck. When I was in Brooklyn, I went crazy because we went to the Brooklyn flea market and people still sold cassette tapes. And I'm like, what?
And did they work?
Yeah. I'm rocking them in my car.
I don't know why mine don't work anymore. Rocking I always them left them in a box. I don't understand.
Cassette tapes.
Them in the box.
Making a comeback, bro. Gunger just released their new record on cassette tape.
Seriously?
What a gimmick.
Yeah.
That is the biggest gimmick.
It is a gimmick for sherzies.
It's like...
I got the new Death Cab on cassette in Brooklyn.
Here's why it's a gimmick. Because cassettes traditionally do not sound nearly as good as CDs or not nearly as good as vinyl.
Yeah, but
you need to check out my tape deck,
people
dog.
People like that sound. They want that sound again.
People need to raise their standards again because it's a terrible sound. Now, what they do now is they mix it... Like, they mix for iTunes and put that on the cassette tape, but it still doesn't sound as good. All that is a gimmick. People are like, hey, you know what? You know what we can make cool again? Cassettes. Let's sell them for $15 a piece.
I feel like that happens with vinyl collectors as well, because I collect vinyl, and I love good vinyl, but there are some, a lot of classic vinyl sounds terrible because it wasn't pressed on 180 grams, so it's, like, thin, and when you play it, it's just... There's none bass. The bass is non-existent. It's none so bass. Tinny and like just doesn't sound good. But
and plus now everything we're so bassy.
Mm-hmm.
We're all so
don't
basic
know about that bass.
We're just basic around here.
Yeah, yeah.
I had some pretty sweet Walkmans over the years.
Oh, dude!
I remember the even the you know the CD Walkman when you had that. Anti-skip.
Anti-skip. I remember that. Yeah, the Discman.
And you'd sit there and shake it, trying to get it to
you'd
shake.
You'd, like, mount it in your car.
Yep.
And you'd be like, go over a bump, and it wouldn't skip. You'd be like, yeah. And then you'd go, ka-doom.
Yeah, and it, aww.
It'd go, da-da-da.
Yeah!
Woo! You millennials have no idea. No idea.
You millennials up at 6 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, right.
They're not up.
They're not awake.
True. Well, unless they've been up all night playing video games.
Everyone listening is with us right now. They're going, yeah.
No, that's true though. When the iPod came out, that was one of the greatest. I think it was a selling point. It was like, this will never skip,
dude.
Yep.
I remember dear friend Joey Belleville trying to convince me that I needed to get this newfangled invention, and it was so expensive when it first came out. I remember it was like thousands of songs, and I lost my... I still have the very first one with the click wheel.
Some, yes, cool. Those are worth money.
And,
no, you look them up.
And,
they are the first iPods. You can get some money for that.
Right.
Like $10 at least. Good morning. Man.
Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going.
So I was just giving a call. Dex, to answer your question, is that yes, cassette tapes do break down. So do CDs. They actually they last about 4 years before their integrity starts to break down. That little filament or that plastic that's over top the the shiny stuff, that starts breaking down after about 3 to 4 years, too.
Is there any way to save the cassette tapes if they're not playing anymore? Is there any way to still... save that?
Just like any type of archival type of thing, try to keep them in a cool, dry place.
No way to get that audio back?
No.
Not really, no, because it's a magnetic strip. If it demagnetizes, there's no way to get it back.
Well, you know, there's a part of me that says that's a good thing, because if you heard me on the radio back when I first started...
Heard of me.
Whew, it was really, really entertaining.
I bet it was cool.
Oh, man. It was. My wife, the first time she heard my first air check, she wouldn't talk to me for 2 days. She couldn't look. She didn't look at me the same. And so it's kind of a good thing that they're wiped off the face of the earth now. So.
Dude.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, no problem. Have a great night. Morning.
You too, buddy.
You have a great night.
Just this weekend, my wife was digging through old stuff as well and found... old camcorder.
Yes.
Yeah. And we were looking through it, and it was this creepy, weird... It was when we
this
brought
creepy, weird
our
guy.
first kiddo, Jack, home from the hospital.
That's really cool.
And, you know, he's 12 now. And so, one, I look like Cisco from The Flash.
He does.
Because I have shoulder-length hair.
Yeah.
to which my wife looked at me and said, you should really cut your hair. It was really odd looking back, and I agree. If I could just destroy all that, it'd probably be better for everyone because,
that's good stuff.
My gosh.
Here's the best part of this story. Both of Steve-O's kids, not Brody, of course, but Luke and Jack both have iPads now, and so they can email me or they can text over iMessage.
Are you kidding me?
And so both of them
no!
have sent me this picture.
Doesn't my dad look like Cisco?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. Dude, death.
You
do
look
not
just like Brody.
That.
You look Shut like Brody.
Yeah, it's a really
it's so good.
It's a really old
Your
photo.
Your kids can make fun of you over the internet now. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Steve was getting cyberbullied
by his
uncool.
Kids. I'm very, very uncool.
That's great.
Dude, but watching the video was hilarious because back then, you didn't have smartphones, so I've got this stupid big camcorder, and I'm in the mirror waving at myself, yeah. And I'm going like, yeah, this newfangled thing called the camcorder.
You were doing the selfie before we had the selfie.
Yes, I was!
I have a picture, too, I'll pull up during the break of me in high school, and I had one of those, you know, disposable cameras.
Yes.
And I totally did the selfie, and I posted it, I don't know, last year, and people were like, you started the selfie.
You know who really started it? Think about this. 1961. Spider-Man. Peter Parker used to take pictures of himself
for
money.
Oh, yeah. He did.
He did.
It's a good thing that's a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, Spider-Man. He started it.
That's awesome. Oh,
in real life,
nothing better than going through old boxes and finding.
No, it's bad.
Finding
it's bad.
Those gems.
I felt weird. I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, because you know, I forget that I'm getting older. You know what I mean? That I'm aging, and then all of a sudden, I saw that and realized, "Oh my gosh, I got some life experiences under me. Man. I'm getting older. What the? Tell look at that little kid with a camcorder. Oh. That's me." Oh, yeah. It was weird.
Miss those days.
No.
Oof.
I'm happy to be where I'm at. I'm like, thank you, Lord. Can we burn all of that so that no one remembers that?
No.
Yeah, no.
338-3700. It's Monday Mindset. What's on your mind this morning? Maybe you found something recently that took you back in time. I found, it was when I first started at The Edge in 2001, 2002, I found a CD, an old air check of... me with my old co-host Adam 12, young Mark, and that was really cool. Just
was young
in the car.
Mark a rapper?
Mm-hmm. He was. He
young
went on,
Mark
after the show to become a famous rapper.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, I'm like really?
No.
What happens?
He goes by Krispy Kreme.
What happens to a rapper when you're not young anymore, but that's your name?
Like young MC?
Are you old MC later? Are you middle-aged MC at
that's
some point?
A good question.
Middle-aged MC. Not so young anymore, more dead.
All right, we got a big show planned for you this morning.
Yes.
Speaking of old school, I have a game. Chance to win those House of Heroes tickets.
Oh, snap.
It's a game called 8-Bit. It's one of my favorite games.
All right.
8-Bit. We'll play it coming up after 7. Good morning, everyone. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The Iowa caucuses get underway in community centers, living rooms, school gyms, and churches.
The 22nd annual SAG Awards.
The movies.
You must rediscover what it is to be a panda.
Kung Fu Panda 3, the top box office draw.
Novak Djokovic beat Andy Murray.
Former co-owner of the Texas Rangers, Rusty Rose, has died.
It's Carnival in Rio.
Greece live.
The Denver Police Department has shut down Motorcycle Expo after a battle involving gunfire and knives broke out.
Three inmates who escaped from a prison in Orange County, California, are back behind bars.
24 members of the powerful Sinaloa drug cartel are in custody.
Second Virginia Tech student's been arrested in connection with the death of a 13-year-old girl.
The Israeli cabinet has voted to create a separate prayer space for non-Orthodox Jews at the Western Wall in Jerusalem.
Bombing killed dozens near Damascus.
In northeastern Nigeria, an attack by suspected Boko Haram extremists.
I mean, am I right? Just good news all around, guys.
What is this?
You just go with it.
No, I can't understand even where to go with it because it's not in English. In if I knew Spanish, which I wish I did, I would be able to.
This is, see if I can nail this. La apatomatela lonela
vanalo. Is anybody noticing the tornado outside?
No. Oh, yeah, look, check that out.
Yeah, it's breezy outside.
It's pouring rain.
Hey, why don't we talk about the weather?
It's 6:37.
High today of 42 degrees.
Man.
42.
And it's supposed to rain.
It's pouring rain outside right now.
Dang, dude.
Look at that. The skate park immediately just went boof.
You guys be safe out there.
For real.
Roads
the weather
are gonna be
looks
wet.
Terrible today.
It's disappointing.
Did I mention high today of 42 degrees?
Any snow? Because yesterday Landon said that it was supposed to snow. There's 90% chance of snow.
Chance of frozen mix. So, yes, right now it's windy, the rain, and could potentially turn into snow showers.
Yesterday was such a pretty day.
Chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Areas of blowing snow. Snow accumulation of 2 inches today.
What?
Wow.
For here?
Highs in the upper 30s. This says 42 degrees will be our high, but...
All right, we're about to have a fight.
Every year, this is what happens. It teases us. It starts to get warm, and then boom!
And then February hits, and they're like, suckers!
What's up now? Happy Valentine's Day, jerk!
It is straight blowing rain right now. It looks awful.
Dex, why are we listening to this song?
Like
why aren't
it.
We listening to The Touch?
We are mourning the loss like of good weather because,
Bush.
Man!
I love this song.
Okay.
It's La Apalambalama.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice. Good morning, everyone.
Hi. That made me real stoked.
Hey.
Just man.
Big show this morning. Lots to talk about. More news on the way here in a second. Have you checked any traffic out there? You want to do that in a little bit or you want to do it now?
Since it's raining, let's take a look at the trains.
Okay, that's the wrong one. Okay, hold on.
Give me that Spanish song.
Let's just pop these down here for a second.
There we go. Here's your traffic update.
Let's take a look, see what's happening on these fair highways here in the ABQ. No accidents to report yet, but like we just said, it's windy and it's raining.
Look at that!
And we all know that no one in Albuquerque knows what to do when it starts to rain and they're driving. So please be careful on your morning commute. Yeah, it's a T-storm outside.
It is pouring.
It is. So you guys be really careful. No accidents to report right now. But it is pouring. The old man is not snoring because he's terrified of the rain.
What's crazy are these sheets of rain that are coming down because it's like pouring straight down and then the wind will hit and just thrust it sideways. So it's,
you know
it's
what we call
seriously
that?
Looks like a tornado
it's
outside.
It's called weather, my friend.
Yeah, sorry.
It happens every day.
I know. I'm like, hey, guys, look out the window. Look at that wet stuff.
Man, we're going to have to do it. Oh,
sorry.
Gosh. If there's a tornado, then you know I'm the guy that has to do the report.
Yeah.
They're going to come in and go, sir, what did you see?
Well, I was standing there eating a corn dog, just normal Monday morning breakfast routine, you know, corn dog and Coca-Cola.
Gosh, corn dog sounds so
good
right
it
now.
It was a Diet Coke, so I was healthy. And then I looked out, and I seen the car start shaking, and I was like, oh, gosh, my shocks are shot. And then they was like, hey, what's that? And I looked over, and I seen it, just a funnel coming out the sky, and I was like, oh, that's the finger of God right there. And then it picked up a tree and picked up my trailer, and I was just enjoying my corn dog nonetheless.
Oh, man.
Nonetheless.
FYI, it's snowing outside.
That's
see, notice the ground, how it's
just
all white.
To snow now?
It's completely white.
Are you panicking?
I'm just saying.
Are you panicking?
It's now snowing. So it is snowing.
I think we're going to be all right.
How is it? It's not. It's like 40-something degrees right now.
Is it?
I think we're going to be okay, man.
No, we're not.
Teo, it's 35 degrees right now.
Well, that's not freezing. Why is it snowing?
It feels like 20 right now.
That doesn't matter.
But it feels like it.
The temperature has to be below 32 degrees for the precipitation to freeze.
Well, it's white on the ground, smarty
pants. The reason
pants.
The snow is falling is because above us, high in the atmosphere, it is colder. Mm. It's already frozen up there.
Up.
Call Ron Ketty. Get him on the phone.
338-3700. Phone lines are open if you'd like to call us.
That's
say
asking.
Hello. Anything on your mind this morning? It is Monday Mindset. Love to hear from you.
Shout out to Pastor Steve, who guested this weekend at Calvary Albuquerque.
Yeah, totally.
He threw it down in his awesome Brooklyn Nets t-shirt.
Shout out to Dex for coming to Calvary.
Yeah! That was good, man. I'm so glad you were there.
Yeah, it was Saturday night. Started getting these text messages from Steve-O and Teo. They were. Please come. You're coming, right? You guys are coming, right?
Coming to church, right?
And then I started getting videos and pictures of cats I honestly didn't think I was going to be able to make it because then the next day, of course, my son Landon gets an earache. So he wasn't feeling good. Mm. My wife was working. Caleb was at a friend's house. And then Jaden was fine. She was ready to go to church, but I can't leave Landon alone. So Jaden, she's old enough where I'm like, you got to stay home, daughter. So I went by myself.
You did.
I experienced Calvary Knob Hill for the first time.
Yeah! Dun, dun, dun.
And I got to tell you guys, it was a great experience. Watching these two in a band. And you know, I didn't know that Steve-O sang.
Stop it.
I didn't.
That's okay.
I didn't know.
Still unsure.
The whole time I was sitting there going, why is Chrissy not singing all of these songs? And why is I don't understand. I think they got it backwards. Why is Steve-O not backup vocals? And why is Chrissy not?
Yeah.
No. You did a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm just kidding.
Thanks, buddy.
No, it was really good.
We had fun.
It was really good.
Guys, look out the window. I'm sorry.
Quit panicking about the snow.
I am panicking.
Okay, listen, everyone.
I'm panicking.
If we even get the slightest inclination that you might come to Calvary Knob Hill and you're our friend, we're going to badger you on a Saturday night.
Yeah, we are.
Like, hey, come to Calvary Knob Hill.
All it took was the tag team of B&B.
That's right. Beans and Brody.
That's right.
Yeah, if you live down in the Knob Hill area, you have no excuses. You got to go check out the Calvary Knob Hill. It's right there at the Lobo Theater.
Yeah, every Sunday, 11:15 a.m.
Lobo!
But we get there early, man. We get there early and we hang out. There's free coffee. And what's cool about the community down there is we have the free coffee. Shout out to Solomon's Porch. Mm. But all of the goodies, you never know what you're going to get. Oh, somebody brought donuts this week. Somebody brought cinnamon rolls. And it's just random snackies from people that show up to church.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, snackies.
And it's one of those things. So I walk in, I'm alone, and I'm a total introvert. So I'm already.
Which is still so weird to me.
I'm already freaking out inside. I have anxiety. And so I walk through the doors and I've never felt so at home.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, yeah. I was greeted.
I love it.
People running up to me, giving me a hug.
And you were like, I'm not a huggy guy.
It was awesome. Anxiety went away right away.
I was trying to explain this to the band yesterday because we were talking about how we're going to be down in Las Cruces and how I'm convincing us to do the Little League opening ceremonies in Albuquerque and how you hate these things. And they're like, what? But he does radio. And I said, here's the thing. Dex is the radio scientist. He's in the lab. Mm. He's stewing stuff up at like 3 a.m. He gets here and he's like just getting audio and he's doing all these things. And he's got it like outline of what we're going to do for the day. And this is him. And then Teo and I are just extrovert morons. Like we don't.
It's a really good balance. It really is.
It is.
We just love
acting like idiots and we enjoy people and conversation.
Which you don't, Dex.
Which
that's what he's
don't.
Saying.
That's what
he's
I'm saying.
You don't like people.
You're Beaker.
Mm-hmm.
You're Beaker and Bunsen.
Yeah.
You're Dr. Bunsen and Beaker all in one.
And
we're
know,
Animal and Gonzo.
Over the years, I've done it so many times that it doesn't freak me out like it used to.
Yeah.
If I can get up there and I'm get you know rolling and everything, I'm fine. But
do you get sweaty? Do you get weird?
It's about to get sweaty.
Probably a couple hours before it's about ready to happen, then the anxiety starts to build up a little bit.
But what are we going to say? Do you script it? Are we going to have a script?
No, I never script it. Okay. I've tried the scripting, and that's not good when you script it. No. You just got to fly by the seat of your pants. You just go for it. Just
Amen.
Jump right in.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's how
Tay and I live our lives.
It's
that's
like
how you do. Welcome.
It's like how you feel right before you get on a roller coaster.
Yes.
You can either sit there in line for an hour and be like, oh my gosh,
I don't know.
Or you can just not think about it and be like, hey, what's that over there? Hey, what's that over there?
Well,
hey,
it's happening.
Who's this? How fun is this going to be? I don't know.
Regardless.
That's my testimony, really. You know, the whole me being an introvert.
Yeah.
Shy. Never talked to people growing up. And then to see what God did with me,
Aww.
With this kid who doesn't like people. Look what he did.
That's awesome, yeah. Dex. That's a good Monday mindset to have, too. It's a new week, and so you can either... This is applicable to any situation.
Yeah.
Because Dex is nervous about having to talk to people.
In real life.
Because he's an introvert, and he loves the internet. But in real life, it kind of makes him nervous.
Yeah.
Mm. What makes you nervous, friend? Because all you got to do is just say, hey, this is going to be a good week.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has blessed me with another day. I'm going to trust him with it, and I'm not going to worry about it.
That's it, man.
That was the message yesterday from Steve. You know what I mean? We can try it on our own and go it our own way and figure it out however it is we best think our lives should go, or we can trust God and hand it over to him, knowing he is the author, the perfecter of our faith. He's our creator. He manufactured us, if you will, so pretty sure he knows what we were designed for, and he created each of us individually for a different purpose, you know? And so, oh, man.
Amen to that. And I'm getting choked up here.
Hey,
do you want to get some water?
I'm fine.
I have water.
No,
I got a corn dog.
When I look back, you have a corn dog?
I'm sorry.
I'll have a corn dog.
I wish you had a corn dog.
I do too.
You said that, and I'm like, I really want a corn dog.
Stupid man. Whole life challenge.
Mustard and ketchup. You swirl them. On corn dogs.
When I look back on my life and I see how God opened up opportunities. If I would have let fear take over me, I would not be here today. I wouldn't have the things that I have. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have my family.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have this amazing dream job. I love radio with I have such a passion for this but I had to walk through those doors.
Yep. That's right.
You know, I had to take a leap of faith and trust in God, and every time I walked through that door, God blew me away.
Yeah, I always think of Proverbs 3 because it talks about trusting in the Lord with all your heart and not leaning on your own understanding, not leaning on what you know, your knowledge, your life, your path, whatever you think it is. Not leaning on your own understanding. If you acknowledge him in all your ways, it says he will make your path straight. Now, you still have to walk that path. He can totally open doors, but you got to walk through those doors. Mm-hmm. You have to take those leaps of faith, and sometimes they're terrifying, like you in public speaking.
Amen.
But
every time somebody comes up to me, hey, we want you to go and do this. We want
hives,
you to do a stage announcement. I never turn them down. I never, ever turn down any public speaking thing. I've done, I don't know, hundreds of them throughout the years. Yeah. And every time I do them, I leave going, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. So glad I walked through that door. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
Good. I just wanted to say that... when you announced that you were coming onto this radio platform, as far as being a Christian music station, I was very apprehensive because I followed you for years on Buck and Dex, and you know, you were like, I think I called you, you know, when Buck was there, I told you guys you kind of were my heroes and stuff. But I just wanted to let you know that over the past couple weeks that I've been listening to you, that you know, it's your message is great on the show. It's not overdone. It's not. There's tolerance, there's acceptance, but had it not been for Dex coming to this show, I would have never, you know, tuned in. So I think, you know, you're changing people and you're doing it in a good way, I think, and people are listening because of your platform, Dex, you know.
That's so cool.
You know, yeah, I appreciate you so much, man, and, you know, you're one of the best guys I know, you know, and I don't know you, but from every character, you know, that I could think of a reference that you've ever done or been like, you're a good guy. And, I just want you to know hope you understand that you're bringing a whole group of people to listen to God's message, which is good.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not a
holy roller. You know, I do believe in God. I do. I'm Catholic. You know, and but I've never, thought I'd be listening to Christian radio.
That's cool.
Hey,
but I do religiously.
That's cool.
So.
We really appreciate you listening.
And I'm in the
man.
Same boat as you, man. I never thought I would be doing Christian radio. I really didn't. That was one of these doors I was really scared to walk through because it was really the only door that God had opened, which was cool because you know that this has to be God. I have to trust. I have to trust in the Lord with all my heart. And I'm just going to walk through the door. And I'm telling you right now, these two guys next to me, I've never had so much fun in radio. Been doing this thing for over 15 years. And I love Buck and Baxter. I love those guys. I just have... okay, see you later. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I thought he hung up.
Okay, no, I'm listening.
He's listening. I heard the click, and I was like, oh.
You got sad.
No, that was me.
I'm driving through the snowstorm. Sorry.
You do. Why are you driving? Be careful. You be very careful out there.
Thank you so much, buddy.
I am.
Thank you so much.
Love you,
man.
Take care.
Thank you.
That was so cool. But I've never had so much fun doing radio. It's been a long time.
I agree. You've never had so much fun.
It's been a long time.
This is all gone.
This is the best gig you've ever had.
Without a dope beat.
You are so lucky to be here. I mean, I'm stoked for the show, man. I mean, we all know it. We all high five at the end of the day. All in our little group text is we're teenagers.
Oh, high five and get text from our boss. Like,
I haven't felt this giddy in a long time about our job and about what God's doing right now, because it's really cool, and whether it's that phone call or the emails or the Facebook messages that we get, we hear you guys, and it's incredible to see what God is doing right now in the lives of people who say, man, I never would step foot in a church. I would never. And if you're that person, I want to invite you to Knob Hill. I want to invite you to Lobo Theater, because I'm telling you, it is an incredible place to be. It's
not
family.
It's not a super churchy vibe.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It's legit, man, but it's still true, and you still hear God's word, and we still rock some amazing worship, and it's a place where you can come and feel safe, and I love it down there. It's family, man.
Here's the thing. I'm going to throw it out there. If any of you guys, maybe you're alone, maybe, I don't know what your situation is, but if you want to go to church with me, I will meet up with you at Calvary Knob Hill.
Yeah, man. Free coffee.
I'll pick you up. I'll meet you there so you don't have to go alone. I mean, if you're a girl, I mean, my wife will be there as well.
If you're a girl, maybe I can't work out different driving arrangements.
No, please message me, email me.
Good grief.
Dex at star88.fm, and just let me know, and I'll totally meet you guys there.
That's awesome. And also today, we call it Monday Mindset. If you have a story, maybe you've been affected by the show. Maybe you're not. You're like, Christian Radio, I'd never give that a chance. But here you are finding yourself giving it a chance because you like the morning show. You can go to our Facebook, give us a like, and then we do a thing called Monday Mindset. You can tell your story.
Yeah, chime in on what's on your heart today.
Put up
what's
a picture with a light bulb.
Monday Mindset.
Good morning.
Good morning, dudes.
Yay, Shane.
Hello, Shane.
Dude, I just want to say, man, I just started going to the Lobo.
Yes.
And for what it's worth, to anybody who's listening, man, I mean, me and my kids are going, and really the benchmark for me is if my kids are cozy.
That's
and,
cool.
And if I feel like the Holy Spirit's really in a place. And, man, I got to tell you, dude, just going to church there, man, makes me want to go every weekend. I want to go to church and hear, you know, Skip's message and just fellowship with good dudes. And that's you know, it's easy to say, man. I mean, you guys are pseudo celebrity types and that, but and not to knock you down, dude, at all, but I'm being serious. Dude, there's just so many rad people in that church.
Totally.
Everybody there is just a good, cool person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the kids ministry is awesome. My kids are digging it, like I said. So, yeah, there's my vote, dude, for anybody listening. Man, I just started going there, and I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you,
Shane.
I love you guys, man.
Love you too, man.
Bye.
What if you ever want to get a kiss on the cheek from a grown man, that guy's the guy.
Holy kiss.
Holy kiss. Greet each other with the holy kiss. He took it seriously, man. Every Sunday, I just know. Playing it right here, baby girl. Love you, Shane.
Coming up. Whiskey Tango, Florida. We're hitting Florida. Steve-O's got some news for us.
I got some news.
Teo's got some more news for us. Apparently your dog loves you 5 times more than your cat.
False.
Yeah, you
talk
dope
about that.
Rocket.
Bean, yeah. We're going to have the eternal battle.
Yep. And we got a new game coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Chance to win some tickets to see this guy Teo with House of Heroes.
Yes.
We'll be back.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. Fair warning, The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Bilbo Baggins. I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure.
We got ourselves a Monday show.
Oh, ain't this the best?
Totally.
It's a mystery science can't solve.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I feel good about today.
I feel anger!
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Good morning, we're live.
Yeah, we are.
We're live.
Live.
On this Monday Mindset. Good morning. 7:05.
High today of 42 degrees, and it's snowing right now, so be careful, y'all.
We recorded this yesterday.
Lies. all lies. Yeah, be careful out there. It's things are not good in the city when it rains or snows.
Nope, not you know even what? A little bit.
A little west of the city, there must be a lot of snow, because if you're westbound on 40 out there in, like, where is Paseo del Volcan? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's slowing down like crazy. So be very careful if you're westbound.
See a lot of yellow in there.
Lots of yellow. And it's turning orange out there, which on this traffic map means caution. So,
red
look out,
is
guys.
Not good.
That's right, red is not good. So far, no accidents to report. But we will be updating traffic muchos this morning, because it's going to get nuts.
338-3700. It's our number to call in. This week, we're not going to do it today, but maybe on Wednesday, we'll do our first round of Super Blow!
What is that?
Because the Super Bowl?
No, bro. 2012.
Super Bowl. I guess you guys don't know.
Guess you gotta tell
were
us.
Were we supposed to jump in there? You gonna do it again?
Sorry.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Try
we
again.
Don't know. Okay,
just
do it
try
again. We'll be enthusiastic.
Yep.
How do you want me to do it, though?
I don't know. You know what's funny is we keep getting Facebook messages from people who are like, man, these guys are really high energy. And yet, I feel like you're really high energy.
I can be at times, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
You want us to be high energy? We just didn't know. I don't know what's
going on. I want you guys
to
be... Well, if you could take it down a notch, that'd be nice.
I'd love
it. I mean, just an... Steve-O especially, just maybe two notches.
All right, here, I'm going to sit, because I think my energy, when I'm standing, you know, I'm just like, I'm on top of the world.
As long as I keep this leg stretched
out, let's do this. Let's do the Super Bowl. We got this.
No, we're not going to do Super Bowl.
Let's try it again, man. Hey, just do it one more time.
Coming up this week, Wednesday, we'll do a round of Super Blow. Yes, I know you don't know what Super Blow is.
Boring! Is that the appropriate response?
No, it's not.
Oh. Sounds like an exciting thing to do.
Traffic.
Dang, wait, did you want traffic again?
You have 17 things.
Let me pull it up.
There's 17 things happen.
Anyways, Super Blow is a little thing we did for a lot of years. We were 100% accurate throughout the years on predicting the winner of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And we do it with a microwave and two eggs.
Yeah, this is your tried and true method.
Mm-hmm.
You're very excited about this. Do we need to bring a microwave into studio? We have one in the kitchen.
No, we don't.
I'm not picking that thing up.
We do not use the microwave and two eggs and a Sharpie. It is the listeners
that will
do it for us, and they'll get a chance at winning some fantastic prizes if they want to be a part of Super Blow.
Yes!
But we're not doing it today.
All right.
We'll do it later this week.
Is it weird? I took this picture December 3rd. I go in every single week and I stare at this beauty.
Gosh, you are the guy. You are Wayne.
Two months.
You are Wayne.
Two months.
I've been
going in every week into a guitar shop.
Steve-O's in love with a guitar.
And I play it every time.
Do you ask the guy that works there, hey, can I play it?
I do usually walk in. I go, Nate, do you still have it? And he goes, still have it, bro. I go, okay.
Just update,
making sure.
One of these days it's gonna be gone.
Probably guys. Not by your hand. If
I know,
you know, you got your you got that tax money coming in.
Yeah,
you know, you could.
Chrissy
just
already spent
down.
That.
Oh.
It's already pre-spent. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
It's pre-spent.
Did she buy some kind of juice infuser?
Wife and three kids, bro.
Let's head to Florida.
Yeah. Yes.
For another edition of Whiskey Tango Florida.
Wow. A woman found herself in a real kerfuffle over the weekend. 47-year-old Renee White. She was kicking it at the Wall of Marts in Clearwater, Florida, this last week. When she just got a jonesing, an itching, if you will.
An itching.
She needed some items, but she wasn't about to pay for them. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody's got time for those things.
Right.
No one has that time.
Am I right, Dexter?
Oh, yeah.
So she just started shoving stuff into her purse. Among the items she stole were a USB cable, a cartridge of printer ink, and a pair of handcuffs.
That printer ink is expensive.
Yeah.
Why is it so expensive? It's three colors.
Well, speaking of colors...
I don't know, man.
The cuffs that she stole were listed on the police report at $3.97, the only cuffs Walmart sells for that price. Are there pink bachelorette fuzzy wrist cuffs? Am I right?
What?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this lady? Oh, yeah. Florida.
Whiskey, tango, Florida. Security guard spotted Renee shoplifting, called the cops. They showed up to arrest her. She was handcuffed. Because one way or another this evening, this woman was ending her night in cuffs, am I right?
No!
Oh, that's... Her glasses are strange. Wait, that's just the start.
She actually went to jail for misdemeanor retail theft, so real in unfurry handcuffs. They weren't pink.
Hmm. They were real handcuffs.
No good times to be had. Yeah.
There was no key for the
backseat of a police cruiser.
There probably was a key.
I go back to my rule I live by. You just stay out of Florida and, you know, you won't end up pink handcuffs.
Yeah. Amen. Preach it, Dex.
Or eaten by a giant silver fox.
Silver fox.
And that, my friends, is another episode of Whiskey Tango Florida.
Good stuff. Good job, Stan.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Now, we have to tease something happening at 8:30.
What's happening at 8:30?
We're going to have an announcement.
Big announcement.
Big announcement.
What? Concert announcement.
Concert announcement.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you already know about it.
But keep going with the, you know, surprise.
Yeah, pretend like you don't know about it.
No way!
Yeah.
This is great!
8:30.
8:30.
Yep. Taylor and I are the only ones that know.
Yeah!
And we're not even going to tell Steve-O.
Nope.
We're going to tell everybody else.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, the boss just texted both of us.
He texted us.
Oh!
And he said, leave that other guy out of this. He's a little too high energy.
That's cool. I've been trying to keep it chill today.
Mm-hmm.
On a Monday.
Well, we're going to make a big announcement, 8:30 a.m.
Boss really texted you?
Yeah, he really did.
Okay, this is really not a concert announcement. He's actually going to announce that he got my phone!
Oh!
Finally!
Right, boss, you got my phone!
Yeah!
I'm going
to
get my cell phone today!
I'm so happy for you, man.
Thanks, man.
It's been a long 2 months.
Thank you.
It's been a long 2 months.
That's not the announcement either.
Oh.
It's not?
No.
That's... Okay. Well,
but we got a big thing coming up early next month, and we're going to make an announcement about it at 8:30.
All right.
I can't wait to know what this is.
Also, speaking of concerts, we're going to give away some spots on the House of Heroes Will Call list this morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So tune in.
Do you guys want to play a round of 8-bit?
Oh,
I think we should
do this.
I don't even know how it works.
Oh, I'm so excited to play 8-bit.
All right.
No, we're going to wait.
Can I share one news item? I haven't gotten to do any news today.
Yes, you can. We didn't get a chance because we were a little chatty.
Chatty Cathy's over there.
It's Monday Mindset. We're just getting our Monday Mindset going.
Don't forget to post yours on our Facebook, facebook.com/starry88fm.
News.
The grounds crew for the Super Bowl accidentally painted the Denver Broncos logo on both end zones.
No way!
Yes! Flag on the play.
See, that was a Denver Broncos fan.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, who did that.
That's fantastic.
When someone caught the mistake, they erased one of them and painted the Carolina Panthers logo over top.
No mistake.
This last week I was at Walmart and I was sporting my new shiny Buccaneers hat.
Your gear?
I love my hat. Mm-hmm. And I was walking down the cereal aisle, and as I was turning the corner, this guy was turning the corner walking towards me, and he was wearing an NFC Conference Champions Carolina Panthers hat, and we stopped and stared at each other for a solid 8 seconds, and it turned tense.
Was
in the Walmarts, man. It turned tense. We're looking at each other, and I know he saw my hat, and he knows I saw his hat,
yep.
And it was just like,
Yeah. Didn't say a word. He just kind of.
I don't like your hat.
Locked
friend.
Eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Go Broncos. Go Broncos.
No. Go Panthers.
No.
Go Panthers.
No.
Yeah. That's what I'm
saying.
They're
in the same division as the Bucks.
Go Coldplay.
Although, if they went, yes. Coldplay, Beyonce,
no,
halftime.
Panthers.
Yes.
And Bruno Mars.
That's why you're a Panthers fan now. Come on now.
Oh, come on.
I hope the Panthers win and then dismantle their team. That's what I hope.
Can
I hope they're like, we did it all.
Dismantle the team.
Yeah, that's usually what happens in free agency. They're like, man, we won it all. We don't need to retain this guy for stupid amounts of money. And then maybe the Bucks will have a shot.
At your Super Bowl party on Sunday,
yeah.
Can we kind of go back and forth between...
You want to watch it in Spanish?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, all man. Right. He's really wanting that thing.
I'm excited.
That's my favorite announcer.
Which, by the way, we got to talk about this off air, so I should save it, but I'll tell you right now anyways on air. We can't invite anybody else.
So we can't call it a party because we don't want anybody else to know about it, all right? So it's just us and our families in this room. Last night, Steven said, dude, what are you guys doing for the Super Bowl? And I was like,
oh. No, you didn't invite
him? No, I didn't. I didn't. So don't say anything. Yeah, nobody will hear about this. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I don't. You know what? He probably won't even get a babysitter.
Guys, it's morning show. It's a team building exercise.
Exactly. Right? No kids allowed.
Watching the Super Bowl together. Yeah. No kids allowed except for all of ours.
Except
what? For all,
can,
all of
can
ours.
Johnny Danger come to the Super Bowl party?
But don't say anything.
Is your wife going to be in town?
Yes.
Yeah. Should yeah. Don will be there and Johnny will be there.
Mystery
but guys,
solved.
It's a morning show party. I know we're going to be at Knob Hill earlier that day, and people are going to be like, guys, what are you doing at Super Bowl? And we're going to be like, nothing.
So what do you do? What do you do in this situation? I've been in this situation before over the years.
Yeah.
Your boss comes up to you.
Uh-huh.
Is he here?
And asks, what are you guys doing for the Super Bowl?
Oh, dude, he's a Broncos fan. He's probably going to be partying.
What if, though?
Partying.
What if the boss was trying to get into the party?
Oh, no.
How would
our
you handle
party?
That? Yeah, our party. What if he was really trying to get into the party? How
for
would you
this,
handle
we
that?
Need to go to the ultimate study of a boss and the interactions with the workers.
Yes.
And we need to watch The Office.
Oh, it would probably need to.
You
yeah.
don't invite
you
your boss to the party.
Guys, it's a morning show party.
You nailed it, Tail. You nailed it.
Because here's the thing. You want that relationship with your boss. You want it to be a good relationship. You want it to be healthy.
Mm.
And if there's too much interaction time outside of work, all that's going to do is increase the chances of unhealthy interaction.
Okay, all right.
Because that person, as your boss, needs to be in an authority position.
Mm.
A position to where they can tell you what to do, and you have to be like, you know what? You're right. You're my boss. I got to do this. It's kind of like with a parent. If you have a parent that's too chummy with their children, the children don't respect the parent.
Mm.
So if you're a boss out there, for instance...
Don't say this! Our boss is really cool, though.
It's cool.
And he's going
to
be
Chip,
like,
you
oh,
hear
can,
him sucking up to you
chummy.
Right now, Chip? You hear that? You hear what he's doing?
Let me spin this another way real quick, Tail. I like what you just said, but let me spin it just another way. What if the boss started texting you outside of work all the time?
Oh, yeah.
And was asking, you know... You
what
know,
if Tao?
You know, things that had nothing to do with work.
Because you guys are chummy.
How do you handle that?
Yeah.
Look, here's the deal. I can't help it that Chip that I'm his favorite. I can't help that, Steve-O. Okay.
I mean, he's got a point.
I can't help that.
He's got a.
But what I can do
is
I can
mentoring
help.
You. Is he?
He's my mentor.
Oh,
he's helping me navigate this.
I
world.
I should have got that out of my contract. You know,
he is wisdom.
He really should have.
Chip has ultimate wisdom.
He
when
does.
It comes to radio
his
stuff.
Kids are doing amazing things in the world. Guy's got wisdom for days.
Wisdom for days. And so here's the deal, though. We can't include him in our party plans.
Yeah.
Because he is our boss.
Right.
And he's probably, and number one, he's probably got 1,000 better things to do. He's probably going to be in Miami watching it with celebrities.
LeBron James.
Or something
right.
like that.
You know, you're absolutely
so it
right.
doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
This is quite true.
All right. What else is going on?
Well, we were talking about the Super Bowl, and so I thought, what's the best part of the Super Bowl? Is it the Denver Broncos? Is it the Carolina Panthers? Is it the halftime show featuring Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars? No, it's none of those things. It's the movie trailers that premiere during the Super Bowl. That's what you're looking for.
Yep.
You want the movie trailers.
Haven't we already seen all the movie trailers, or are these going to be
so
newer
ones? I'm trying to find a breakdown. We've seen some of them. And there's rumors that there's going to be other ones, but they're not really sure. Because what a lot of studios have done now, what they've started doing, is instead of saying what they're going to premiere, they just secure spots and they keep them secret.
Okay.
So you have 20th Century Fox, who is definitely, they're going to be there. Because I guess Deadpool, the movie coming out, is going to host the Super Bowl something. So he's going to be there. Preview for Deadpool, also X-Men Apocalypse, and Eddie the Eagle, which is looks like a pretty inspiring movie.
I've never
movie.
Even heard of that movie.
It looks pretty. It's got Hugh Jackman in it, and then this kid that wants to be like a professional, like go down the slope and do a ski jump.
Really?
Olympic ski jumper.
I've heard of that one.
Looks pretty good. So that's confirmed. Also, probably an Independence Day resurgence trailer because Liam Hemsworth and Jeff Goldblum are attending the Super Bowl. So they're kind
really?
Of speculating on that. Also, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows. Maybe The Huntsman. Winter something. Winter's War. Neighbors 2. Born 5.
What?
Featuring Matt Damon. That got confirmed
Chrissy's
a couple days ago.
Chrissy's going to lose her mind.
I guess Universal reserved one spot, and it's Born 5.
Man.
I'm a fan.
Now, here's the thing. Warner Brothers and Sony are both expected to sit it out. But doesn't that make sense? Because Warner Brothers, they have a little movie coming out in March called Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, that's, you know, snap.
It's kind of a big deal.
A big thing. But they're thinking that it might be advertised through some of the promotional partners.
Guys, I just got word on the streets that my wife, in fact, is losing her mind. So it's good.
That's good.
It's good.
Do I need
She's
to do
a huge Bourne fan.
Do I need to do a traffic update in a minute?
Yeah.
Not yet. Also, Disney is they got money at the wazoo. So they're expected to promote a few things, notably Zootopia, maybe The Jungle Book. The new Captain America Civil War movie, Finding Dory, possibly Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Mm-hmm. So who's going to be glued to the TV for the previews?
This guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's do some traffic.
Here's your traffic update.
Oh, dang, dog. Snow and slushy conditions all around the city, but especially I-40 between Carnoule and Highway 333 east of the city. Also west of the city, snowy, slushy conditions. Let's see, what is this? There's an accident at Golf Course and McMahon. So watch out for that action. A lot of road construction around the city, too. But, guys, please be careful because the weather is crazy. Is it still snowing?
The weather outside looks really nice.
Okay, yeah. I think the snow has stopped, but it was snowing earlier. So good luck out there. Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
338-3700 is the phone number. Monday Mindset. Before we go to break, I have good news.
Oh, good.
Who likes good news?
Good news, good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
For the past 4 years, this cop named Matthew Hickey.
Not related to me. I know his name's Matthew, but not related.
This guy has been he's been at it for 34 years on the force. This guy, Matthew Hickey. He's been serving our country. We appreciate police officers, all the men and women out there that serve. Love you guys. Praying for you. But for the past 4 years, Matthew's been working with a police dog named Ajax. And Matthew wanted to adopt him when he retired. But Ajax hasn't reached retirement age. He's only 5 and could be a police dog for another 5 years. Now think about how attached you get.
Yeah?
With your pets.
Oh, yeah. I love my dog.
It's no different than I'm a guy that has a partner as a police dog. I mean, that's your buddy. That's your pal.
Oh, buddy, old guy, old pal, old friend.
Little Ajax. Well, state law says that since they put so much money into training Ajax, they have to auction him off to the highest bidder.
Oh, my gosh.
The good news is someone posted the story on GoFundMe.com last Thursday, and on day one, they raised about $18,000 to help Matthew win the auction.
Yeah!
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Amazing.
That's
great.
Here is Matthew talking about wanting to adopt his buddy Ajax.
There is a bond between us, and it's very special, and I'd hate to lose my buddy. And had the money for the dog and was ready to hand it to the chief of police, and the chief of police said he couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to start a state and get legislation passed to where officers that retire in good standings gets the canine, either medically or either if they have the time, and when they retire, they get the dog, either for a dollar or whatever.
So they raise some money. They go over and say, here's some cash.
Mm-hmm.
We want to adopt him. No, sorry. Can't do that. No.
So he just couldn't adopt the dog.
No, couldn't adopt him. The city was expecting Ajax to go for about $3,500, and the GoFundMe page is now over $55,000.
Whoa!
So winning this auction shouldn't be a problem. And any money Matthew has left over is going to charity to buy bulletproof vests for other canine units around the country. If you guys want to donate, you can go to this GoFundMe website to help. I don't know if we can post that or not, but it's Help Officer Hickey Keep Ajax. I bet you guys can find that if you guys want to do that. But, man, I'm going to be pretty bummed if for some reason Ajax doesn't get to go with his buddy Matthew.
I thought you said this was good news.
I know.
I thought it was too. Like, and then now I'm like, wait a second here.
Where's the good news?
No, this is. You know what? You need to have. You need to have a mediocre news. Like a.
Here's the good news. We're not him. I still have my dog. That's the good news. Is that what I'm supposed to take away from
it? Yeah, there you go.
At least I still have my dog. Trying to just find the positive in this.
If somebody tried to take Beans from me, I have secretly trained Beans to kill that person.
Okay.
Well, here's the law director explaining why Matthew can't adopt the police dog.
Okay.
This particular dog, state and federal money may have been used, and therefore we are under strict rules how we dispose of property when we're dealing with state and federal funds, as well as taxpayer dollars. Another section of this particular law that says if a law enforcement officer leaves the unit, and in this situation, Officer Hickey is leaving the unit, that particular section says the officer forfeits the right to purchase the dog under this provision.
So he would have had to have purchased it before he left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's on the officer then. He should have known
it's
that.
It's on the officer, but come on.
If he really cared about his buddy, he would have known it.
I mean, $55,000 they've raised so far. $55,000. Yeah, that's amazing.
They'd make a special allowance because it's like, well, we could pay a couple of people for a year or so this money.
Here's a picture right here of the
two.
Make
it worse.
I know, make it worse.
We're not going to post the picture. I don't want to make everyone really sad.
I know.
On this day of crazy weather.
I thought that he had gotten the... I thought the story would end...
Not so much good news.
With,
Here, play the good news thing.
Play. This is good news. He's already got well more than enough money to get this dog.
Okay, here's some real good news. There's a website that'll send out personalized baby potatoes to your loved ones. I know you're looking for good news today because Dex just tried to ruin your morning.
Baby potatoes.
But here's the thing. If you know somebody who just loves their spuds, you can send them a custom spud.
Well, I like my spuds, but I don't want somebody to give me a custom spud.
It's called Mystery Potato. And what's better than having a personalized potato arrive at your door? I'll tell you what, nothing. All you have to do is choose your potato. You want a sweet potato? You want a regular potato? Maybe a purple potato? Provide the message you want to personalize it with. Then they'll send it out for you on your behalf. I like this message. Tater's gonna tate. Peace and love. Have a good one.
I do like it.
Yeah, see, that's good news. Happy birthday, Kyle. Enjoy being 18 and stuff. Here's a potato.
Remind me today, both of you, send me a text. I'll go to the store, buy a bag of potatoes, and then we'll tomorrow morning we'll write some messages and we'll hand them out to people.
There you go. Maybe you got a friend out there that could use some more carbs in their day.
In the hall and just pull out a potato. Here, friend.
Gosh,
this
dude,
is for you.
Can we seriously please do this tomorrow?
You can write a Bible verse on it.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Wait. Now we have to think of something overly clever, like Bible tracts. You know how they always have, like, some funny image or something cool, and it coincides with the scripture. We have to think of the perfect scripture to write on a potato.
Okay. Something about growing.
Or just, this spud's for you. Is that in the Bible?
We have to go to break.
Okay.
Work on your
stuff. Okay.
All right. When we come back, chance to win tickets to see House of Heroes. February 11th, we'll take your calls and we'll play a new game called 8-Bit when we come back.
Yes. The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The Iowa caucuses get underway in community centers, living rooms, school gyms, and churches.
The 22nd annual SAG Awards.
The movies.
You must rediscover what it is to be a panda.
Kung Fu Panda 3, the top box office draw.
Novak Djokovic beat Andy Murray.
Former co-owner of the Texas Rangers, Rusty Rose, has died.
It's Carnival in Rio.
Greece, live.
The Denver Police Department has shut down Motorcycle Expo after a battle involving gunfire and knives broke out.
Three inmates who escaped from a prison in Orange County, California, are back behind bars.
24 members of the powerful Sinaloa drug cartel are in custody.
Second Virginia Tech student's been arrested in connection with the death of a 13-year-old girl.
The Israeli cabinet has voted to create a separate prayer space for non-Orthodox Jews at the Western Wall in Jerusalem.
Bombing killed dozens near Damascus.
In northeastern Nigeria, an attack by suspected Boko Haram extremists.
Good morning. Monday Mindset. 7:40.
High today of 46 degrees.
Gonna be wet out there. Probably snowing in some parts of the city.
It's 42, actually. Now it's 42. I checked the app to be clear, to be sure.
338-3700 is the number to call us. We're going to play a game here in just a second.
I'm excited.
It's time for a game.
But, I want to get a friend on the phone.
Okay. Let me help you.
Are you going to call me?
You want to do this?
Because I'm right here. You don't have to.
This is wingman action right here,
love
man.
Love this.
Wingman.
Oh, no.
Somebody's a solid wingman over there.
Oh, man.
Oh, Flubby Fingers. That's what they call him.
Huh. C-Buck, if you're listening, it's never me. He always blames me and my sausage link fingers.
Yep.
It's the stinking phone.
Uh-huh.
You got this, wingman. There it is. So my friend, his name is...
Digit collection failure.
You guys need to be like me.
Really?
I have the hands and the fingers of an Eastern European hand model.
I did it right!
It's wonderful.
So while Steve-O is getting my friend on the phone, let me tell you about my friend.
You got a long time to do it, too. Because
my friend, his name is Rude Dog. Rude Dog has been a listener of my show for many years. And Rude Dog is a serviceman. He served our country proudly. And we've been friends for a while. Rude Dog was a little weirded out when I told him where I was going to be working at.
Nice.
That's a little bit.
That's a
10-digit collection.
And,
my long-distance code isn't working, guys.
It's not happening.
My long-distance code isn't working. They cut the budgets. I can't dial long-distance.
Really? So we can't... Do you have one?
They cut the budgets.
Nope. They didn't give me a
They cut the budgets.
They were like, what?
You know what? I think I have one.
Budgets are cut.
I want to... Rude Dog, call us. 338-3700. We can't call you.
You just set up this amazing...
Here it is. There it is right there. There's my long distance code.
Oh!
There it is. Give this another shot. We'll give this. Just give it another shot.
May our show be a reminder to everyone that... You can do anything.
That God uses the foolish things of the world because we are a dumb.
So let me tell you about my friend Rude Dog. Rude Dog. You know, I really don't know a lot about Rude Dog.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick.
No.
Okay.
He's all out of bubble
gum. Rude Dog gonna pick it. Rude Dog.
At the tone.
Rude Dog.
Oh, my God.
Rude Dog, you just messaged me and gave me your number. What the heck?
You said he was rude. This is like his introduction.
This has been my favorite failed radio moment.
Wow.
Play that fail button. Fail.
I don't want to.
Good news.
Goodness sakes. Call us, Rude Dog. I want to introduce you to...
It's
the
not
rest
even
of the Fail
Bit Friday.
You need to be introduced to the rest of the Stormy.
That's right.
It's 505-338-3700.
That's right. It's the number to call. Hang out with us on this lovely Monday morning.
He's not going to call you, Dad.
He's not going to call. So let's do some more news. If he calls, he calls, and then we'll get into our game. That was
grief, man.
Really wanted to talk to him.
Hey, I know you're disappointed.
Hey, I finally dialed out.
Proud of you for that.
Oh, Hold on. Rude Dog. There you are. That's
the Rude Dog.
That is what I'm talking about, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Rude Dog, what are you up to?
Drinking coffee, as usual.
I look forward to your posts on Facebook. That was one of my highlights when I was fired. I
would, thanks.
I'd wake up and see your nice little post and... For a while there, you were pretty depressed, you know, a lot of us were, because, you know, you had a routine in the morning. Routine was to get up, have your coffee, feed your dogs, listen to the show, and then when that routine gets messed up, well, your life gets messed up.
Correct.
So how you been? Is the routine getting back to normal? Have you been listening? What do you think of the show? Because, you know, I mean, you're not a Christian.
I am not.
And have you been tuning in?
I do tune in once in a while, so... So here's my thing. Like I said, I'm not a Christian, you know, but
everyone in my family, you know, my mom, my grandparents, everyone's very religious. Everyone's a Christian in my family. So, you know, I have no problem with it. It's a very positive thing. For me, I just get a little uncomfortable during commercials when it starts to get, you know, there's some Christian commercials and things. And I don't know if, you know, I shouldn't be like that because I love you, man. I love Dex, so.
Hey, you know what, Rude Duck? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's absolutely okay. I mean, I honestly, when I first started here at this station, I couldn't believe I was here either. I thought I was going to go up in flames walking through this building, man. I thought, man, I'm going to get struck by lightning.
Dex, still waiting for
that's
that.
Spontaneous human combustion. That's a completely different thing,
true,
man.
That's true. But what do you think? I mean, it's not exactly the same show. I know we don't have Buck. And
which one was he?
Yeah. But I'm trying to do some of the same stuff that we used to do. And what do you think of Steve-O and Taya?
I'm glad you got We just got a letter.
You're right, yeah.
I'm glad you brought that with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blues Clues, man. Everybody loves Blues Clues.
Yeah, and what's up with Buck? Is he coming in on Fridays
anymore?
He'll
be here. He said he'd be in on Thursday or Friday this week.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Buck, he'll send me and my girlfriend like 3 or 4 emails a day about, you know, houses and things like that.
Yeah, you're on that email list, huh?
Yeah, hey, that's only once a month.
Yeah.
It's only once a month.
Yeah, right.
I can hang with it.
I gotta love the guy. Hey, he's making it happen too.
Yeah, he's making it happen. Absolutely, man.
That I Hurt Radio can't hurt you, man.
You guys
are still that's going.
Good. Yeah, that's right, man. Well, man, I appreciate you so much because you've been a dedicated listener for a lot of years, and you know, sometimes you'll call in and you know, we don't agree a lot of the times, but that's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
So, hey, how about not kicking me off your website like iHeartMedia did?
I didn't kick you off.
All right.
That wasn't.
I know. Oh, yeah, I know. All you right. guys didn't kick me off. It was. We'll blame it on Baxter. Shh. Anyway.
I didn't say it. You never know. You it's never know.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but. It doesn't matter, you know.
All right. Awkward guacamole. I'll change the subject.
Hey, man, I'm just glad you're listening, you're tuning in, and you're my homie. I'm here for
you. All right. Same to you.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you soon, fellas.
See you, Rude Dog.
Nice to meet you, Rude Dog.
Rude Dog.
Later.
So good.
Do you have any friends with, like, actual names?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. I just want to make sure.
Just my world.
I can't wait to meet Pork Fingers.
That's
a good one.
Pork finger.
That's
Dex.
Man, he's a good one.
Okay.
No, he's sausage fingers.
Oh.
Totally different.
What?
Totally different. You just don't have friends with real names.
Yeah, I know.
They'll have crazy names.
All right, everybody listening. It is time to play a game. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Here's the deal. We have tickets to see House of Heroes on February 11th. That's right. Ooh. Our very own Teo is the bass player in House of Heroes.
One of my favorite live bands, dude.
Thanks, man.
I've never seen them. I'm really excited.
They are incredible.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, you should be.
So we got tickets to see House of Heroes right now. 338-3700. It's time to play.
Eight bits.
It's time to play. 8 bits.
Right, 8-bit, everybody. 8 bits.
Dang, man.
We're playing 8-bit.
You mean it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in.
always.
Are you looking forward to this House of Heroes show on February 11th?
Yes.
You know what? You got to wake up, huh?
Yeah.
All right, you get a chance. Now, here's how this game works.
Okay.
I have 8-bit video game theme music. Okay?
Beautiful. I am the king of 8-bit.
You have to pick either Steve-O or Teo to play for you, okay? Only one of them can play for you. So whoever you pick, they're the ones who have to guess the 8-bit video game theme.
Can she help me out, though? Or Teo? Like, does she get a say?
She can. Teo, you can't.
Okay.
All right. Well, vice versa.
Okay.
So who would you like? Would you like Steve-O to play for you or Teo?
Yeah, Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Nice. Good job. Oldest one in here.
Okay.
Got to play the 8-bit game with me.
Steve-O, you ready to do this?
Always.
Okay. Don't be looking over here.
I'm looking.
Yeah, man.
Don't look at it. Weirdo. Huh? Turn around.
Okay. Turn around.
All right. All
right.
Here we go. Name this 8-bit.
Do I have to know which version it is?
No.
No, I might be wrong, though.
This is fun. This is a video game game.
Don't go. Be wrong.
I'm going to try really hard not to be.
Come on, Steve-O.
Go!
Come go! On.
Mega Man?
Mega Man.
Mega Man?
What do you
Mega
think,
Man.
Colin?
You think he nailed it?
I have no idea.
I say Mega Man.
Are you going to lock in Mega Man?
Sure. I didn't even hear it. So you okay. know, let's just.
We're
going to
lock it in.
Faith.
Steve-O said Mega Steve-O. Man.
Okay. I just want you to know, Steve-O, that it's been what 2 years since House of Heroes has been here.
Yep. Yeah.
So if you haven't, if never mind.
If you mess this up for her, Steve-O.
Oh no.
Gosh, man, this
you should have put the pressure on before I guessed.
Well, she didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Steve-O said Mega Man. It was
not Mega Man.
Oh my gosh.
No!
It was not Mega Man.
Okay, you should. What's your name again?
Adriana.
You still got to come to the show. But Steve-O didn't win you
Adriana,
two spots.
I'm sorry. It sounded like Mega Man.
Thanks
sounded
for
like
playing,
Mega Man 3.
To you going to come to the show?
Thanks. Of course.
Good.
Of course. Yeah.
We'll see you
we'll
then.
Be waiting
we'll see you
in my
show.
Car.
Awesome.
The show.
It'll probably be freezing.
Okay. Weird.
Man, Steve-O, I thought you knew this.
Yeah, Steve-O's bragging.
Oh, did you man, know who that was? Did you know them. Which one that was?
No, but I've said multiple times I'm not a video game guy.
Great.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, fellas. Don't be looking.
I'm not looking. I'm just
don't
doing
be
that
cheating.
So that they can hear it, too.
Okay. All right.
Just helping you.
Thank you, Wingman, Steve-O.
Wingman.
Wingman in it.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
You got to pick either Steve-O or Tao to play for you. Now,
don't
Steve-O
pick
got
me.
This one, the last one wrong.
I have faith in Steve-O. We'll go Steve-O.
Oh,
good.
Wow.
Good ideas. Man. Good ideas.
Gosh.
Okay.
How come? Okay.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Name this 8-bit video game theme song.
Oh, come on. It's obviously Tetris.
Tetris, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think, caller? You think Tetris on this one?
Agree.
Yeah.
You gonna agree on that?
That's obviously Tetris.
Okay. Absolutely right.
Yeah!
Good job.
Nailed it!
Good job.
Nailed
Way
it.
Way to go. You're going to House of Heroes.
Good job.
Yeah, awesome.
Hold on the phone, my friend.
Hold on the line.
You owe me everything.
He wins every
you
time we have a contest
everything.
For tickets.
Oh, he does?
He wins every time.
We used
time.
To have those callers, too.
Yeah.
Which we love. We love those callers. They're great. 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you guys give tickets away already?
We still have some tickets.
We got tickets for days.
You're about to have
and
an opportunity.
Days.
Okay. Can I play or can I do
sure can.
Yeah, you can play.
Okay.
You
know me, by the way.
What up,
know me?
Know me? Are you going to be in town?
I am. I am trying to get to town.
All right.
You're coming in from China? Is that what you said?
No, I'm coming in from North Carolina, and after the show, I'm going to Dubai.
Dang, whoa, girl. Dude. I've always wanted to go to Dubai since Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol came out.
Okay. Nomi, are you going to be in or near the Las Cruces area in March?
I am.
Big
okay,
announcement
good.
At
Big 8:30. Announcement, 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it locked.
All right, you have to pick Steve-O or Tao to play for you.
Oh, I have to pick now?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Choose wisely.
Don't pick me.
I'm a solid 50%.
I'm going to go with Steve-O because
yes.
you know.
Wow. Nobody's picked Tao yet.
That's because I'm old.
I really don't know a lot of
really?
This.
Really?
Yeah.
I was a manager at GameStop,
like, on that last one,
I mean,
when he
on.
Said Tetris, I was like, it's Tetris. Hmm. But it was familiar, but I could have never. I was thinking, is this Sega?
Okay, here we go. You ready, Steve-O?
Maybe.
Okay. Here is your 8-bit theme song.
It's Legend of Zelda!
Yes, I knew this
Zelda!
One! I knew this one!
Good job!
It's Legend of Zelda!
It was Legends of Zelda.
Yeah.
You do know your 8 bits.
Yeah, dude!
Minus that first one that wasn't Mega Man that sounded like Mega Man 3.
Hey, what was that?
I thought you were trying to get too deep.
Oh,
on
I never
it.
Told it. It was Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, Ninja Gaiden. Of course it was.
All right. Hold on the phone.
All right, guys.
Congratulations, Nomi.
Nomi!
I have way too much knowledge about nothing.
That's 8-bit.
That is 8-bit. It's 8-bit my new favorite knowledge. Game.
It's great because you can do 8-bit anything, really.
Favorite game ever, all time.
Ninja Gaiden?
Not Ninja Gaiden. Just that 8-bit game. If I have to choose a favorite 8-bit game of all time, it would probably be Super Mario 3.
Yeah, it's hard to not pick the Super Mario Brothers, but I was a huge fan of Metroid.
No, I'm with you. I'm with Ninja you, Mario game. Brothers 3.
Mario
was the best,
dude.
Maybe the best video
little
game.
Little Raccoon Tail.
Because when that game came out, it was like, oh my gosh.
Changed the world, yo.
Super Mario Brothers 3, Fred Savage's little brother friend on this game.
Yep. They needed to do something good after that miserable Super Mario 2, which I actually kind of enjoyed.
It was pirated. It was like, hey, let's take this other thing and retrofit it from Mario.
All right, when we come back, it's our Monday Mindset. We'll talk about that. We have some more Whiskey Tango Florida.
Bye-bye.
We have a homeless guy in Detroit. He'll take your credit cards. I mean, not like steal them. He takes credit cards instead of cash.
Wait, what? Also, we're going to talk a little bit about Vanessa Hudgenson's mindset during Grease Live.
Yeah, dude.
It sounds crazy, but you might get something out of it.
It's all coming up next.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dex from The Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a morning invasion. Coming straight to your Asian?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the morning invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
It's time for the morning invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Don't forget, we got that podcast. You only get a little bit of the show. Go subscribe on iTunes. Just type in Morning Invasion. You can also get it on your droids somewhere. Was it Podcast Addicts or something?
I don't know. The droid market is an internet jungle that I'm not willing to go into.
I tried it once. I got lost. Got lost.
Sorry, man.
It's not for me. Yeah. Download that podcast. You can also get it at star88.fm. Hit the Morning Invasion page. It's right there on the website. 808.
High today at 42 degrees.
Hey!
It is cold.
Gonna snow pretty much the next couple days.
Yeah.
We're looking at more rain. Kind of feel like we need that full forecast.
But it's not full forecast,
I know,
Friday.
But it's dangerous outside.
We could go full Monty Monday.
Ooh.
You know? You gotta think in radio terms. It's gotta have the soliloquy. That's the word I'm looking for.
Soliloquy.
Yeah, right?
Soliloquy, mama! Yep. Soliloquy.
Well, let's get some traffic going here.
Here's your traffic update.
Now you want the traffic, eh? Well, I'm here to deliver. I'm here to deliver, see?
You see?
There's a jackknife truck, I-40 West at Atrisco Vista Boulevard in Central. Exit 149, so it's west of the city. Jackknife truck. Watch out for that. Also, traffic lights are flashing red at Coors and Iliff Road. There's a broken water main. What is this? Good grief. Accident, Coors Boulevard at Bridge Boulevard Southwest. We've got a bit of congestion east of the city because of the weather, so please be careful around there. San Mateo Boulevard and Comanche Road Northeast. Here on the eastern side of the city, there is an accident. Also, we've got an accident golf course northwest at McMahon. There are accidents all around the city, guys. Be really, really careful. There's snowy and slushy conditions everywhere, especially towards the mountains. So that's your look at traffic.
Let's talk about dogs and cats for a second.
Come on, man.
Heck yeah.
Oh, come on,
if you've
man.
Been listening to this show for a little bit, you know that Teo is a cat fan. He's got two cats.
Two cats. Panda and Beans. Love y'all cats.
I'm allergic to cats. I've met a couple good cats in my life. I actually had my cat that I had as a kid. His name was Tigger. And poor little Tigger.
Tigger just can bounce.
He met his doom when my two German Shepherds finally caught Tigger.
Oh. They finally caught him.
They finally caught
him. The springs in his feet did him no good.
Here's the thing with Tigger. He outran Katie and Rommel for years.
Pause. Why was one dog named Katie and the other one was named what?
Rommel.
Did you make that name up?
No, my father didn't make that name up. If you look up, if you Google Rommel, you'll find out that Rommel was a horrible human being. He was a Nazi.
Oh.
Yeah. And
so your dad wanted to honor his memory.
I still to this day don't understand. I think he wanted Rommel, the dog, to be vicious. He wanted him to be a police dog, and he would sniff out drugs, and he'd be an attack dog. He's a junkyard dog. So my dad thought it'd be a good idea to name him Rommel.
Well, there's a lot wrong with that, but I guess you can't change it.
Total fail, Dad. Mm-hmm. Total fail.
What if he was like a huge fan of the Golden Arches and his full name was Rommel McDonald and you didn't realize that your father just
everyone,
had a speech?
Everyone, that's what Steve-O has been thinking of this entire story. Rommel McDonald.
What?
That was it. So if you guys ever wonder what's
that's
going through his
me.
Head when he's not talking, there's an example. Rommel McDonald.
He had a speech impediment. He was a huge fan of their nuggets.
I'm totally going to go with that from now on.
Yeah, please
so why
do.
Did your dad name the dog Rommel?
He was confused. He's older.
He was confused. A little bit of dementia there. Wasn't quite sure what was going on.
Oh, man.
And so he named the dog Rommel after a Nazi, a prolific Nazi.
No, man. Rommel McDonald.
Well, Tigger, this cat who had... He lived for quite a few years, probably 6-7 years, and he was fast, man. He was always
he
high.
Fast.
Wait. He
Die
only lived
hard.
For 5 or 6
yeah,
years?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's not a long cat life.
I know.
That's pretty
not.
Good for a cat.
I mean, I think he wasted all of his 9 lives.
I mean, if you're a cat and you're living with a dog named Rommel, how long do you really
exactly.
have?
Well, it was Rommel and Katie's life mission to kill this cat.
Oh.
And it was sad when... Tigger met his doom on a
cold.
What happened?
It
is it because it's raining?
On a cold
it was
summer's
in April,
day.
April 13th.
It's Monday.
And I'll never forget, I was probably 6 years old and I was cheering on Tigger because I'd seen Tigger dodge Burpee. Katie and Rommel over the years, just jumping and they were trying to grab Tiggy. Nope. He wasn't going to get him. But on that day of April 13th in the junkyard, Tigger jumped. Katie grabbed little Tiggy's legs.
Oh, Tiggy.
Rommel grabbed Tiggy's head.
They got Tiggy with it.
They got Tiggy with it.
That's all I'm going to share of the story.
That's
a sure.
play on Will Smith's classic.
Do you remember
Getting Jiggy.
Where the red fern grows? What are you trying to do?
Do
it's
remember,
Monday, bro.
Do you remember Old Yeller? Do you remember Feifel? Or An American Tale? Do you remember the beginning of The Land Before Time?
Mm.
Are there any other really sad things you'd like to make us remember this morning?
As a 6-year-old kid seeing this in front of me, it changed me. It changed me.
Innocence and, lost.
Little Tiggy went to see Jesus that day.
That's good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Animals don't go to heaven.
Okay.
I've never had a cat since then.
All hate mail addressed to Steve-O, studio at star88.fm. We'd love to hear your thoughts on his comment that he just made, which was, animals don't go to heaven. Studio at star88.fm. Just put Steve-O said he hates animals in the subject line.
So I know that there are good cats out there because Tigger was a great cat.
Man, I'm telling you guys, look, I don't even have to sell it anymore.
No.
I just mentioned Beans and the world's changed.
Well,
it's
you,
just like
you talk
like,
all the time about how great Beans and Panda is.
Panda is there.
Hey, and you know, apparently we're not the only ones.
Hmm.
Then he talks to beans lovers.
I talk to everybody about beans.
He really does. He talks to everyone.
It doesn't matter who you're. It doesn't matter. I talk to everyone about beans. Hmm. This morning, I posted a photo of beans on my Instagram at Alotta Mateo. Spell it with two T's both times. And he's just being an encouragement to others. He's saying, hey, get out there and make this week happen.
Wow. Beans is your roommate.
Yeah. He's one of them. Panda's the other one. Panda's more of a normal cat. She's a business cat.
Yeah.
When it's time for her appointment or your appointment and she wants you to pet her, she'll come around. Otherwise, she's asleep somewhere.
Sure. Well, there's a new study analyzed saliva from dogs and cats to see how much their hormones jumped when they spent time playing with their owners. And the levels in dogs were 5 times higher. So that means your dog loves you 5 times more than a cat. There
it
is.
Or it means that your dog is an emotional dependent and can't control their feelings.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to go into codependency.
Just codependent.
But I'm going to tell you right now,
oh, wow.
Dogs are codependent. You know what a cat is? Independent.
No!
A cat is willing to make things happen when times are tough.
Next time you go out of town, I want to see how long... I would never do that.
I know.
I watch his cats when he goes out of town every time.
You trust this guy?
I feed him every day. I hang out with them. They are definitely dependent upon me.
Beans like Steve-O.
Putting that key in the lock.
And Panda likes Steve-O too, because when we first moved out here, Panda lived with us, and we lived with the Jeters.
Panda doesn't like humans.
Cats love me, so I'm curious to see how he reacts when I show up one of these
You're
days.
You're allergic.
I'm allergic. That's what stinks about the situation is cats love me, and they want me to pet them, and they want to crawl on my face.
But here's the
and
thing,
I can't
my friend.
Do it.
We have never had somebody come over and complain about anything cat-related, at least to my face.
Okay. At least to my face.
At least you put that out there.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this, Tam. The researchers looked for how their levels of oxytocin changed.
It's science.
That's the hormone connected to love and bonding.
Oxytocin.
They found the oxytocin levels in dogs jumped 57.2% after some quality time with their owners. The levels in cats only jumped 12%.
They just were not that amused by their owners.
The researchers say, quote, these dogs really care about their owners. It was also a nice surprise to discover that cats produce any oxytocin at all, is what the researchers said.
Amen. Just amen to that. I mean, if there has ever been an animal to respect and fear, it is the domesticated house cat.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Can't do it. Can't do it.
There you go. Science right there.
Thank you.
That is real life. So I love my dog. Gosh, I love my dog.
Speaking of roughhousing
beans
and playing, did anybody watch the Pro Bowl yesterday?
No.
Does anybody watch the Pro Bowl? Did you guys know it was on?
Isn't it kind of?
Is this baseball or football?
It's football.
But isn't the Pro Bowl? Isn't it? It's kind of like the NBA All-Star Game. They don't really take it serious. They're not really playing that hard. They're trying to.
They need to end it. Even worse. Okay. So, my kids, we watched the Royal Rumble a couple weeks ago, right? You know,
woo!
Royal Rumble. But we don't watch wrestling too often because our kids, they watch it too much. And then all of a sudden they start to imitate everything. They want to, like, you know, rock a flying elbow off the top of the couch. Yeah. Or they want to, whatever, right? Apparently, someone forgot to tell Richard Sherman's mom that too much wrestling can inhibit his abilities. Richard Sherman, of course, cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks. Yesterday, during the Pro Bowl...
Is that the runner-up bowl?
No. I mean, Pro Bowl is like...
Is it like the All-Star Game?
Kind of, yeah. So it's like, hey, these are the best football players... But instead, it was weird to see, like, Doug Martin running for one team, and then
the muscle hamster?
Yeah, and then Jameis Winston was the quarterback for the other team.
The ex-con?
Okay, that's not his nickname.
Okay? Oh, I thought.
It was
he's from Tampa, right? Tampa Bay?
He was not convicted.
Just making sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's weird because they had Jerry Rice and they had Michael Irvin, and they got to, like, draft teams. So, like, players from the same team were on opposite sides of the field.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to liven it up. But man, no, you're right. Nobody was taking it seriously. Yesterday, Richard Sherman, during the game, bum rushes Clay Matthews. You guys know Clay Matthews, right? He plays for Green Bay Packers. I think he's number 52.
The Cheester?
Okay. They're both on the field, and Clay Matthews is just standing there, and Richard Sherman bum rushes him and RKOs him.
Yeah!
Now, for those that don't know, that is Randy Orton's finishing move professional wrestling.
I bet they planned it.
Oh, dude.
I bet they planned it.
I wish they would have planned it, because if they had planned it, Clay Matthews would have gone to the mat like a champion. Instead, he just kind of like shrugs it off and doesn't know what's happening, but...
What's that, bro?
Yeah.
He probably wasn't in on it.
No, he was definitely not in. It was Richard Sherman for the win, by the way, trying to RKO another human being during the Pro Bowl.
I mean, just out and about during work. You're going to throw a good RKO in there just to increase, you know, friendship and mm-hmm. oxytocin levels.
But it speaks to the fact that maybe, just maybe, it's time to kill it because no one's taking it seriously, not even the players. Like, if they started to get tackled, they would whistle it dead because it's like, we don't want anybody to get hurt, guys. It was almost like two-hand touch football. It was really, I don't know.
Yeah. He's surprised he didn't get hurt.
So you're telling me.
The most contact came with the RKO.
It has taken you this long to realize that football is a fixed game.
It is not a fixed game!
Where people get paid exorbitant amounts of money to go compete, in quotation marks, against the odds, quotation marks. I mean, who could have called that the Denver Broncos would be in the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning's final season? I mean, it's just out of this world.
Hey, man, storybook ending.
Storybook ending. Storybook. Almost like it's predictable and written by a group of individuals that are in charge.
Let's pull up your headlines.
You got it.
I threw in some football stuff down there. Since we're talking about
football.
Shout out
to my boss who hates when I talk about fixed sports.
Well, that's because he's a Broncos fan.
No, that's fine.
Everybody's a Broncos fan.
I am not a Broncos fan.
Okay.
I am sporting my Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat with pride today. James Winston,
what do you want to talk about?
Whatever. There's some good Super Bowl stuff.
We got Super Bowl story. The Carolina Panthers made the trip to Old California for the Super Bowl in style, or at least Cam Newton did. He wore a pair of ridiculous Versace yellow Barocco zebra pimp pants. Ooh. Print pants.
No, don't clap for this.
They look really dumb.
They look terrible.
I'd rock
those. See Peyton Manning sporting his amazing 3-piece suit, looking like a grown-up?
Well, who's this other guy? This other guy looks... He's well-dressed.
Look at those pants. Those are sweet. Those are like my jam pants back in the 80s.
MC Hammer called and was like, bro, give me my pants back.
These
they look
pants
terrible.
Remind me of something that Beverly Goldberg would wear as a shirt on the Goldberg.
Or my wife's yoga pants.
There you go.
She has
Peyton Manning had a very nice blue suit, white shirt, right? And an orange tie, rocking the Broncos colors and just looking traditional and dope like a grown-up should.
Mm.
I say with my twisted baseball cap.
Hey, Super Bowl 50 hasn't even happened yet. It's this coming weekend.
That's right.
Las Vegas is already naming the odds-on favorite to win next year. I mean, why would they do that unless it was fixed? Three teams are tied for the top. The Seattle Seahawks, the New England Patriots, and the Pittsburgh Steelers all have 8-1 odds to win Super Bowl 51.
No way.
TBD, man.
Nope.
TBD. Also, and this is close to Dex's heart, play your sad mafia music that you have over there.
I got sad mafia music?
Yeah, it's the... It is. The San Diego Chargers have agreed to share L.A. with the former St. Louis Rams. And that includes the new stadium that's being built.
No!
But unlike the Rams, the Chargers will remain in San Diego for the 2016 season.
Okay.
Technically, they haven't committed to relocating to L.A. This was just an agreement on the framework of the deal. The Chargers have until next January to make their final decision.
I got one more year.
In the meantime, the Rams get a jump on attracting new L.A. fans. By the way, this leaves the Oakland Raiders out in the cold, which I think everybody's thankful for. So according to reports, they're now threatening Oakland with another relocation, this time to Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Also, Levi's Stadium says it can handle both the Niners and the Raiders, so you never know.
So I got maybe one more year, it looks like, with the Chargers, and then I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
I don't want you! I don't want you!
You're going to have the gear. I'm going to totally get that hat that you're sporting.
No, you're not!
Why not?
I had to, like, special order this from Tampa. You can't get it here, and that's the point.
Oh, yeah, I can Google it.
Oh, no. You Google it! I don't want you to share my team.
I'm going
to
be a Bucs fan.
Gonna be a Bucs fan.
Worst year ever.
They got great gear.
They do have great gear.
Pirates life for you, huh?
I'm excited. What's your team, Tim?
Don't have a team.
Well, pick one.
The Avengers.
If you have to pick a team, pick a team.
I did.
No.
It's just as real as...
Come on.
As actual sport. What?
He's hanging his hat on this fixed thing. It's not happening.
Well, you could say it's in a fixed position. That hat.
All right, coming up, another chance to win some House of Heroes tickets. Mm. We'll play another round of 8-Bit coming up.
Also, are we going to make the big announcement or what?
We're going to make the big announcement when we come back. We have a concert announcement.
A big one.
Other than House of Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big one. And we're going to talk about it next.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The Iowa caucuses get underway in community centers, living rooms, school gyms, and churches.
The 22nd annual SAG Awards.
The movies.
You must rediscover what it is to be a panda.
Kung Fu Panda 3, the top box office draw.
Novak Djokovic beat Andy Murray.
Former co-owner of the Texas Rangers, Rusty Rose, has died.
It's Carnival in Rio.
Greece live. The Denver Police Department has shut down Motorcycle Expo after a battle involving gunfire and knives broke out.
Three inmates who escaped from a prison in Orange County, California, are back behind bars.
24 members of the powerful Sinaloa drug cartel are in custody.
Second Virginia Tech student's been arrested in connection with the death of a 13-year-old girl.
The Israeli cabinet has voted to create a separate prayer space for non-Orthodox Jews at the Western Wall in Jerusalem.
Bombing killed dozens near Damascus.
In northeastern Nigeria, an attack by suspected Boko Haram extremists.
We got a situation.
Oh, no.
The situation is that my son, Caleb, forgot his backpack in the car this morning.
Good.
Way to go, Caleb.
Way to go, Caleb.
But at least you're not being lame and calling him out on the radio, am I right?
Yes. Only Steve-O does that.
You know, my family and I only have one car, so my mother-in-law, Nana Jo, has to come on down to Calvary of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
To pick up the backpack. Now, here's the problem.
Yeah.
My poor mother-in-law, God bless her heart, she gets lost pretty easy.
Ooh.
She does.
Okay.
And I'm betting she's going to have a hard time finding the parking lot, let alone her getting to the front desk to get the backpack. So, I need one of you to step up.
I can do it.
I can do this. And let me tell you why I can do this.
I think Teo should probably take the lead on this.
Can you cue up? Can you cue this up so I can tell you why I can? I got you, bro. You know why? You got the touch. Because I got this as my theme song. You got the power. That's right.
Let's call Nana Jo. See
Let's
where
do
she's
it.
At.
Yeah.
I might need your wingman.
How come I don't get cool?
Quiet.
Theme song. Okay.
This song comes from the 1986 version of Transformers the Movie, the original.
Dial the phone?
Do you remember my extension? I tried that, it didn't work.
We're sorry, you must first dial
a Gosh! You guys are terrible at the phone. You do not have the touch. You do not have the touch.
Guys, I'm under a lot of pressure here.
What, is your video game fighting or something?
I'm only asking you one thing, Steve. You know, I gave you one job this morning, and you can't do it.
We spend more time messing up that phone live on air than anything else.
The number you have reached.
Stop it.
Hey, Leslie, I know you're listening. Please send him the right phone number. That's the wrong phone number.
No. We have a big announcement to make anyway.
Will you just call her on your phone in a second?
On my personal phone?
Yeah, can you do that?
And gosh.
In a second. We got an announcement.
Are you ready, everyone?
I can't work under these conditions.
I've already posted this on Facebook. If you don't follow us on Facebook, then you have no idea. You got to give me some epic music, my friend. I know I was just playing the most epic song ever, and then you guys ruined it because you don't have the touch. But now, it's time for a grand announcement. Gosh, just not the touch at the computer either, do we?
There we go.
There we go.
Go for it.
The major announcement that we were teasing in this music fits perfectly.
Perfectly.
Your boys from the Morning Invasion, that's us, and not just us, the whole Star 88 crew
will be invading.
That's right. We are going to be invading Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Woo! Shout out!
On Friday, March 4th, for the Rock and Worship Roadshow!
Yeah, girl!
It's going to be cool, guys. We're going to be broadcasting live from Las Cruces the whole day.
We're going to be doing the morning show out there live.
Daniel's going to be doing middays. I know you've never heard it, but it's there. And then your girl Birga in the afternoon.
2 to 6 with Birga. We're all going to be out there broadcasting live Friday, March 4th for Rock and Worship Roadshow. Because, dude, there are bands on bands on bands
for
this show.
Let me give you the rundown. If you're a fan of Christian music, you're going to be like, what? If you're not a fan of Christian music, you should come out. Because I have friends in these bands. Okay.
You got the inside.
I got the inside scoop. Number one, Steve-O's favorite band, The Newsboys.
Okay.
He's all about it.
Seriously, they're going to be there?
Yes. Jeremy Camp, Steve-O's other favorite guy. Yep. Mandisa. Some of you might know her. I believe she was on American Idol.
She was on one of them.
One of them. Phil Wickham, big-time worship guy. Family Force 5, featuring Teddy Hollywood, who was in Waverly. Audio Adrenaline, featuring Dave, who was also in Waverly. And then some other people. I don't know who they are. But that's going to be awesome.
That's great.
Yes. Actually, one of the bands that's going to be doing it is Citizen Way. And this week in New Music Tuesday, we're going to premiere the brand new Citizen Way single.
And this is really cool because going to, like they said, we're going to be invading Las Cruces, New Mexico. We're going to be doing the morning show there live. And we want all of our Las Cruces peeps, our listeners, Starmy, whatever you want to call yourselves, to get down there and do the show with us. Hang out with us. It'll be awesome. So there you go. Las Cruces. Make plans. Buy your tickets.
Mm.
All right. Did you want to call on your phone?
Yeah.
You can't call my phone because my phone doesn't work.
Well, your wife gave me the right phone number now.
Okay,
so I think we're good. Right. I think we're good.
Give it a shot. All right, can you
So by the way, that's our major announcement. We're going to be broadcasting live, kicking it in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
You want the best song
we
ever.
We want to hang out with you.
Hang on. Let me find it. There it is.
Oh, gosh.
Again, we're going to...
Queuing it up, Dex.
Nope, not working.
Here we go.
We're going to help out my mother-in-law.
You got the touch!
Okay.
Jo, she needs my son's backpack, and we need to check on her to make sure she's not lost. Because Calvary Campus is...
Yeah! It's busy! Could she be calling line one?
Maybe. Let's try it.
Beep
Good morning.
Over.
Hello?
Hello. How's it going,
Nana Jo?
This is not Nana Jo.
Your Nana Jo sounds different. I wasn't expecting. Hello?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, it's Pat!
What's going on?
Pat Lopez?
Yeah!
From Las Cruces?
Yeah!
Great announcement, guys. Great announcement. Love it.
Here's the big question, Pat, from Las Cruces, who works at Harley-Davidson. Can I ride a motorcycle when I'm out there? Can I please ride a motorcycle when I'm out there?
He'll find a way to mess it up.
Can I please ride a motorcycle when I'm out there?
Don't do it, Pat.
I ride a motorcycle practically every day. Dude.
Okay. I want you to take a look at my driver's license that totally has the correct endorsement that says, I can ride a motorcycle! You see that W?
Baby.
Boom! W! Motorcycle! Right
That's it. I got the W
endorsement.
Let's test drive a motorcycle together, Steve.
Oh my gosh, dude.
We're going to come and hang.
I am so amped on this, you have no idea. My first motorcycle was a 1200 Sportster Custom. HD, bro, stop talking about motorcycles!
1248.
Okay.
I ride a 48 1200. Look that up, Steve-O.
Dude, oh my gosh. Okay.
Sportster
is it a
1200
knucklehead?
48.
Like 1948? As in like it's a knucklehead or what is it?
Well, no. It's a new bike.
Oh, a new bike. Okay.
It's a new bike. Look it up.
My mother-in-law might be lost right now.
Yeah, major announcement from Las Cruces, guys.
Yeah.
It's snowing.
Whoa, snowing in Cruces.
What the heck is going on?
That's a big deal, man, because you guys are like super warmer because you're closer to the equator
this
and all that good
crazy.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Poor mother-in-law is probably cold
she's
outside.
Probably, yeah, she's probably freezing.
Anyway, great announcement.
Thanks, bro.
We'll see you guys.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Next week for House of Heroes.
Yeah, next week, House of Heroes. Heroes, and then Friday, March 4th, we're going to be in your city, yo.
And we'll be here, too.
All right.
Thanks.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. Take care. Love you guys.
Love you, too, bro.
So just to recap, My mother-in-law is lost somewhere on the Calvary campus. If anybody's listening right now, maybe you're in the bathroom right now listening to our show, you need to get off your butt and go find a woman that might be lost on Calvary campus. My wife is saying that I need to leave the radio show to go and find her, but I think we can find her.
Steve-o? We can find her. Yeah, I got this, dude. Here, I'm going to call her on my cell phone right now.
Hit it,
just put her on speaker, okay?
You got it, buddy.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so... You got
the I can't believe that I've gotten to play this song so much. I hope everybody feels as good as I do.
I'm not available right now.
Nana Joe!
Nana Joe's not answering!
Wait, somebody's trying
to
call?
Hold on. Bye.
I'm leaving a message just in case.
Why are we...
I'm a Boy Scout. Good steward.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Why is it taking 7 years to leave a message? Nana Joe, this is Steve-O. I'm friends with Dex. You know him as Joe. Wait, your name's Nana Joe and his name's Joe. Is that who you're named after?
Yes.
Dex, hang
okay.
up the phone.
I hope you're okay, Nana Joe.
Hang it up.
Hang
okay,
up the phone.
I hung up. I hope that was a good message.
I'm gonna handle this.
It's snowing outside. It's so important that we play this song because literally, you guys cannot dial phone numbers.
Hey,
I think I can.
Hey, I used to work for MCI. Okay.
Hello.
Babe.
Yes.
She's not picking up. Every time I call, it just goes to voicemail.
Leslie, she's not answering. Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's some operator error going on here.
And it's your husband.
Have you been listening?
It's the man you chose as your husband for life.
It goes straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
She's screening her calls. Mm. Do you want me to have her... I don't know where she's at. I just talked to her.
Is she lost? I don't know.
She wasn't a second ago, but she might be now.
Is she on Calvary's campus?
I don't know. She's on the freeway still.
She's probably on the west side somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, she knows where Calvary is.
She doesn't know where you are.
She gets...
By the way, Leslie, welcome to Star 88.
Yay!
Hey, thanks, guys.
This is my wife!
This is my wife!
Yeah, I know. I've known her longer than you. We went to high school together, remember?
I don't know you from Adam, but cool.
Yeah.
So my wife, cool. She got strep throat recently. She was out for... almost 2 weeks.
I was wondering.
And she lost her voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, but God's bringing her back. You hang in there, babe.
No, keep it like this. It sounds really raspy and cool.
I'm trying to be a hero this morning for you, and I'm trying to make this happen.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the hope, bro. Your wife just told you not to give up.
She's all alone, and you can't give up.
This is wonderful.
We'll make sure she gets that backpack. We
back,
can promise
back,
you
back.
My name is
I believe in you.
Right,
I know you can do this. All right. Thanks.
Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Oh, no.
One more time, Steve-O. Try to call her one more time.
Oh, gosh.
We have to get her on the phone.
Wait, on my phone or on
not
the
here.
Phone?
You can
here,
do
wait,
it here.
Wait, there's only one way to do this. I have to start the song over.
Okay.
One and two and three.
This isn't the right number! Wait, somebody's calling line two. What if it's Nana Joe on line two?
Good morning.
Hi.
Nana Joe.
Yes!
Hi.
We did it!
I'm here in the parking lot.
You made it to the parking
Which
lot.
Which parking lot? There's
I made
four.
It to the parking lot.
Good job, Nana Joe.
I'm parked behind your Tahoe.
Oh, great. There. Now everybody knows to drive a Tahoe. Good job, Nana Joe.
Okay.
Oh.
Nana Joe.
I'm sorry. I spilled the beans, but it's so much fun.
That's okay, Nana Joe.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Nana Joe, you
oh,
see that crappy
sweetheart.
Red Subaru? That's Steve-O's car.
Yeah, see the little terrible car? That's mine.
If you want to throw eggs at it, it's fine.
That's my car. Just laugh. Yeah.
Okay, Nana Joe, I need you to listen up, okay? This is what needs to happen, all right?
Yeah. Good.
Okay. You guys?
Shh. Okay.
Okay, you're going to shut your car off, okay?
Okay.
Take the keys out of the ignition.
Okay.
You're going to get out of the car, okay?
Okay.
Then I want you to, do you see like where the church is at from the parking lot? Do you see where the church is at?
Oh, I can't miss it.
Okay, good. All right, so you're going to walk towards the church and you're going to find a fountain. You're going to walk down some steps.
You're making an elderly woman walk by herself. I'm out. I'm going to get her.
Go get her.
I'm going to get her.
Steve-O's going.
Steve-O's coming to get
Steve-O's
you.
Steve-O's going.
If
hey.
You see like a miscreant in a hat and glasses with hair that's a little too long, that's Steve-O.
Steve-O is going to get the running. Package. He's going to get the package. He's going to deliver it to you, okay?
Yeah, he's also running, so he might have a heart attack right in front of you. So okay. Be prepared for that.
I'm at the stairs, okay?
You're at the, oh, she made it to the stairs.
Don't go down the stairs.
Thank you very much.
You don't have to go down the stairs, Nana Joe, because you can fall, and, you know, we don't want that.
Okay, well, I'll take my walker back. Okay.
Okay. All right. Pretty soon, you're going to see a guy running out.
Steve-O should be reaching you. He's got on a Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat. Don't ask about it. He won't shut up.
He's going to be holding Caleb's backpack. He'll probably just throw it at you and then take off running the opposite direction. But don't panic, okay?
Hi. I'm Steve-O. Hi, Steve-O. I found you.
Don't encourage him.
Okay, what's
the
backpack?
Where's the backpack?
What are you talking about? You told me to go get me a Joe. I ran out as soon as I could.
Man, you had one job.
Oh, my gosh.
One.
Who got the backpack? Was it Party Explorer? Where's the backpack?
It's at the front desk.
Gosh, idiot.
You didn't even get the... You know what? You just ran out of here. You didn't even get the details.
That's because I care for the elderly, and Nana Joe needed me.
No, give her her phone back.
Ain't nobody got time for details.
Now you
got
to run back and get it, and then run back.
I am so winded. Okay, I'm going to give the phone back to Nana Joe. I'll run and get the backpack. I'll be right back.
Nana Joe, just get back in your car and wait for Steve-O. He'll deliver the package.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Nana Joe.
Bye-bye.
That's my mother-in-law, Nana Joe. I knew that was going to happen, too.
I did, too.
He just ran out of here as fast as he could. He didn't even know the backpack was at the front desk.
It's really dumb when stuff like this happens, but... When you've worked with CeeLo as long as I have, you just come to expect it.
Well, I'm starting to realize that.
It's okay.
There you go. This morning, man, new listeners got to meet my wife, got to meet my mother-in-law.
It's pretty good.
It's my life right there.
It's a pretty good day.
You know, my son, he's 14. He forgot his backpack, all his homework.
The song faded out at the perfect time.
Oh, gosh, it was perfect.
You want to take a look at traffic?
Yeah, let's do that.
I mean, we might as well. Steve-O's out there running around. Who knows what to do. All right, real quick. Accident. The right lane is blocked at I-40 West and Pennsylvania. Also, way out west, all lanes are blocked because of a jackknife truck. That's I-40 West at Atrisco Vista Boulevard. Look out for that action. See, we had an accident at San Mateo and Comanche about an hour ago. Way up in Rio Rancho, and I mean way up in Rio Rancho. Man. Utility work, left lanes closed at Highway 528 North and Southern Boulevard. There's a lot going on. Lomas Boulevard and 4th, there's an accident. Let's see what else. Wait, what is... Does that say... Oh my gosh, 7th Street involving a pedestrian. So that's not going to be good. There's a lot of stuff going on, guys, so be very careful as you're driving. The weather is wacky today, and as we all know, Albuquerque drivers are terrible anyway, so you add in bad weather and it just gets worse. Be careful and pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Got to slow down. Don't hit those brakes. Roads are going to be a little slippery.
Yeah.
Be patient.
Be patient.
It's probably going to snow the rest of the week, then it's going to warm up, so it's going to snow again. Well, Steve-O's coming back. I just saw him walk into the building.
He made it. Well, he's probably just going to the front office now. Let's see.
Oh, you think he's coming back for the... Oh, okay.
I did it.
How you doing?
I did it.
Update. What happened? What
package
happened?
Package delivered.
Man.
Gosh, man. I gotta lie down.
Impossible.
I am winded.
Yeah.
I am so out of shape.
Yeah.
Woo! It's cold. Guys, I did it.
I'm proud of you a little bit.
You did it.
I'm just going to lay down.
Yeah.
Just going to take a nap.
Just take a break, buddy.
But I did it. Guys, remember that time when I did it?
Yeah.
It was right now.
It was today.
I just did it.
That could have been a disaster this morning.
Yeah.
Poor Nana Joe could have been lost somewhere on Calvary campus. This is a big campus.
It's huge.
You know, she could be lost right now. Yeah. She'd probably end up in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But thanks to me, she's okay. Steve-O. Just helping the elderly.
I think you did really good.
You did. Lost citizens.
I'd like to dedicate a song to you real quick.
You need help. If you need help with the elderly, you got the touch. You know who to call.
That's right.
I've got the touch.
You got the power.
I do have the power.
Hey, babe, we got it done.
Mission accomplished.
You know what? I don't have
package
oxygen.
Delivered.
Woo! Don't have oxygen.
Package delivered.
I may pass out. Guys, I gotta take a nap.
It's good.
So the mindset for Monday is Steve and I need to start working out because, let's face it,
dude,
we're gonna die really soon of a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty good stuff.
See this sweat right here? I'm sweating just from this.
You didn't even do anything.
I didn't even
sweating.
Do anything.
It's crazy.
Sweating.
Guys, I'm Whew. Yeah, I'm done.
I was
I'm
scared toast. That package wouldn't get delivered.
It happened.
Did it. Package delivered.
Yeah, everything's cool.
Package delivered.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this homeless guy in Detroit. He's now taking credit cards.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Why not? Why not? So we're going to talk about this homeless guy. We're going to hear from him. We're going to hear from this homeless guy, see what he has to say about it. Also, we're going to play another round of 8-Bits.
Yes.
Nice.
House of Heroes tickets to give away. It's all coming up next.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Bilbo Baggins. I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure.
We got ourselves a Monday show.
Oh, ain't this the best?
Totally.
It's a mystery science can't solve.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I feel good about today.
I feel anger!
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Delivering packages.
Yeah.
Doing our thing.
Making memories.
Mm-hmm.
Making dreams come
true. I
just
made a new best friend, Nana Jo.
I'm glad she's
got a
friend.
She gave me a giant hug.
She's great.
It's good stuff.
Love you, Nana Jo.
I love you more, though, because I actually delivered the package.
It is 9:04. Good morning.
High today of 42 degrees.
Nice. Karl Malone, mailman over there, just delivering stuff.
Traffic change at all? Is there anything to report?
Let me take a look. Guys, traffic's getting kind of crazy.
Here's your traffic update.
I want you guys to be careful out there, because there's a lot going on. There's an accident in San Mateo and Comanche. Let's see here. Accident involving a pedestrian, Lomas and 4th. I guess at 7th Street as well. That sounds confusing, but that's what it says. Broken water main. There's road construction everywhere. Traffic lights are flashing red. Coors Boulevard at Iliff Road. And don't forget, west of the city, the roadway has been cleared. There was a jackknife truck, so that's good. Traffic is flowing smoothly again. But be careful. The weather is kind of crazy. That's your look at traffic.
So this morning, I really tried to do some good news. I really tried hard. And, well, the good news this morning didn't turn out the way I planned it to turn out. I've even had people here at work, confront me in the hallway and say, you know, I'm very disappointed in your good news this morning.
That's right.
Well,
you need to know the ultimate good news.
Let me see if I can turn this one around. Let me
who
see if I can.
Good news!
Good news, everyone! Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Sure?
The good news is, start reading!
I'm gonna redeem myself right now, because there is a homeless guy in Detroit. This guy in Detroit, he's getting pretty creative with how he collects the cash. Okay? The cash.
Dex, this isn't good news either.
No. Just, you know what? Hey, just wait for it. Okay? We all know. I mean, I've been in that situation before where a homeless person, somebody's asked for money, and I just didn't have the cash. I wanted to give. I didn't have the cash.
That happened to us yesterday outside of Knob Hill. We were walking back from picking up some coffees, and four different dudes approached us saying, hey, cash for the bus.
See?
I was
there
like,
you
dang
go.
It, I don't carry cash.
There you go. We see it 1,000 times a day. People don't carry cash.
Yeah.
Abe Hagenston.
Oh, Abe.
He's been homeless in Detroit for about 7 years, living under an overpass. And he recently took his panhandling to the next level.
Mm.
He's accepting credit cards now.
Heck yeah!
Here he is, talking about it.
Being homeless is my business. Now my business is being homeless.
why not be the first homeless person in the whole world to have my own website and take merchant, you know, have a merchant account and take credit cards? Mm-hmm. Takes a lot to come from nothing when you don't have any family, you don't have any friends. I've done some painting. I've taken a couple of various other friends of mine that are homeless people out on team jobs that I had to do. You take half the adults in America is about 100 million people. And if those people gave a penny a day for a year, that adds up to $365 million. And I'd like to see America start granting homeless people a real shot. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to turn this situation into something that will not only help me, but help others.
Wait, what's the math again?
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. No, Every person in America, a penny a day.
Uh-huh.
A penny a day.
Uh-huh.
$365 million a year.
Yeah.
We're about to figure that out.
Well, I bet he's right.
It's a penny a day, so if you give a penny every day.
How many people are in
America?
That's
365 pennies a year.
Isn't there like 400 million people in America?
That's $3. That's $3.65.
Okay.
Times 100 million.
Population.
365 million.
Of U.S.
He said there was about 100 million, right?
Yeah, something like that. There's more than that.
318.9 million.
Okay, still.
So 318.
All right, you figure that out. Abe has a cell phone, and he bought a small credit card swiping attachment from Square.com. It costs about $10, and they charge a small percentage fee. Even with his ability to take credit cards, he says his panhandling hasn't been going that well. He's trying to get new glasses, but hasn't gotten enough money to afford them yet. So here's a guy. He's not scamming, okay? This guy lives under an overpass.
It's way more than what he thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's way more.
Yeah. It's like over $1 billion.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So if every American gave a penny...
To that guy,
yeah. He'd be a billionaire.
Well, what I did is I just said times 365.
Yeah. Hey, we're a non-com station. Listener gave a penny a day to us, then after a year we'd have that much money.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so bad at math.
Forget the homeless. Us, right? Am I right? No? Okay.
Here's the good news.
Good news!
The good news is there are a lot of suffering people out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people are living under underpasses, under bridges. That's where they'd sleep.
Like trolls, guys.
A lot of people are living under overpasses.
The thing is, it's cold outside. This morning it's snowing. Can you imagine? Middle of the night, it's 25 degrees. We have to help out more. There's more we can do. Whether it's giving blankets, clothes,
yeah,
money, and heck, a credit card.
No.
I love how
no,
you. I love
no,
how it started.
No.
It got legit, and then there was a giant jump. And then give this person your credit card.
Yeah.
If Abe came up to me.
Nothing bad could come out of
that. If he came up
money,
with a square and said, bro, and you're like, oh, I don't have any cash. It's cool. I take card now.
And he whips out a cell phone and he has that attachment on it.
You don't even have a cell phone.
I take Discover, Master, you know, all the major.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't be okay with that?
No, I would not. I would not give him cash.
Why not?
He's got a card reader.
Yeah.
Which means he's got a cell phone, which means he's got a cell phone bill, which means you can't just get a cell phone and not have a home address, right? Like,
no,
you gotta have
a
place of residence,
no,
don't you?
I don't know, man.
You can just go get a cell
phone. I've been buying these, like, burner phones lately, and I don't really need anything.
That's
for
totally
that.
Different
pretty
than
cool.
A smartphone.
You can
awesome.
You can go to any. Next time you're at a grocery store, don't you see the little cell phones you can buy?
Smartphone. Smartphone. You have to have a smartphone to use Square.
You can buy a smartphone
at
the grocery store.
I got one of those, too.
Okay.
You can. You can.
The point is, this guy's got more technology than me. No.
I got a burner satellite phone.
I would applaud and say, man, I appreciate the initiative you're taking and how you're just getting going. Maybe you should start a business or something since you're obviously business savvy.
What if he has mental issues? Just because he has mental issues doesn't mean that he can't run a cell phone.
Hey, you know what? Valid point. Now I definitely want to give him my credit card number. No! No!
Those are real safe and secure.
Okay.
They really are.
Okay.
Good morning. Okay.
Can I talk about Vanessa Hudgenson's Monday mindset yet?
I just wanted to say that is good news out there. Yeah. He's taking lemons and making lemonade.
Yeah, with your credit card information.
Got another phone call. Just get to it before they hang up.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Is that good news?
It actually is kind of borderline. It's great that he's taking the initiative. He's trying to get up and running. Uh-huh. I kind of agree with the other fellas where if a guy has a cell phone, I'm a little hesitant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
I definitely don't mind giving money out. I try not to judge how they get the money, what they do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see him smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol on the side of the road, that's where it's even hard for me, let alone having a cell phone.
Cigarettes are expensive.
It does take money to purchase those things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's logical.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I definitely understand. So, but no, wanted to help out a little bit of good news, guys. So, basically had a major complications with the pregnancy.
Oh.
But God kept pulling us through. Baby came 29 weeks premature, born successfully on Friday, and God pulled us through, guys.
Amen! Yeah! Okay. Good news,
Dex. Welcome to the start, Dex.
Yes! Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, man. See you later.
That's good stuff.
That is good.
See, did you hear how he did good news?
Yeah, that was actual good news there, Dexter.
Pretty good.
You can learn a thing or two from him.
Pretty good.
I mean, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Here's where you do
go. Whoa, you just got burn faced.
It's okay, guys. I do want to talk about this. Vanessa Hudgens played Rizzo on Fox's Grease Live last night, which I guess was a big deal. Saw a lot of people tweeting about it. And they said that she gave one of the best performances on the thing. But it couldn't have been easy. Here's why. Her father, Greg, died of cancer the night before.
Oh, man, speaking of good news.
Yeah, earlier yesterday she tweeted, quote, "Tonight I do the show in his honor." And like I said, she did the best, apparently. A lot of people were like, whoa, she gave that performance and her dad passed away last night?
It's inspiring to hear stories. Like I remember when, I know you guys think sports are fixed, but when Brett Favre...
Amen.
When his father passed away and he rocked it on Monday Night Football, it was one of the greatest Monday Night Football performances. And I think the world was just rooting for him. Because when tragedy strikes, there are two things you can do. You can, like, just fall apart or you can take it by the horns.
Who was it? Was it last year? But it was a professional, I want to say football player. He had a game and the game started. And they found out...
It was the World Series.
Oh, it was the World Series, right? And they found out, and they weren't going to tell him until... They didn't tell him until after the game.
They did not tell him until after
he pitched. He was the pitcher, right?
Yeah. He was the starting pitcher for the World Series, his first appearance in a World Series ever.
Yeah.
And his wife instructed the coach and the team not to tell him that his father had just passed away until he was finished pitching. And he pitched the game of his life and won it for Kansas City, for the Royals. And... afterwards left, funeral, came back, and dude, yeah.
Didn't he even say that he was glad that they waited?
Yeah, he was very, I remember, I don't know how I would have felt, but I mean, your wife obviously knows you best, so if your wife's saying, hey, I don't want him to know until after his performance, yeah.
Because a lot of people were upset that they didn't tell him right away.
Dude, he had the right to know, but at the same time, I mean, look how it quote-unquote worked out, you know, so I think those closest to him knew best, so yeah.
Man. Yeah. Well, yeah, so, I mean, that's a tough thing. Close family member passing away, and then you have to go do something like that. A lot of people would just bow out, but I think props to her for doing it and then giving a fantastic performance according to social media.
And not only that, I don't think anyone would have been like, oh, Vanessa, come on, bro, you got to do Grease.
Yeah. Right.
And I think everyone would have understood.
Here's the thing. It reminds me of my Monday mindset, which comes from the movie The Martian. I know it's strange, but... here's the thing. You get presented with a problem, and you can either say, well, this is my end. This is it. I'm done. I'm out. And you can check out of your life. Or you can, like he says, do the math, solve the problem. Then when the next problem comes, solve that problem. And if you keep on doing that, you're going to make it out. So you can apply that in many different ways. Here at Star 88, we are going to quote this guy named Jesus, who said that, you know, in this world, you're going to have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world.
Amen.
So that's our baseline for dealing with problems.
Yep.
Problem comes along, we start there. We're like, hey, Jesus said we're going to have problems, but I can take heart in this, and I can keep going. Because it's literally impossible for a bad thing to last forever.
Amen.
Like, think about that. It's literally impossible. It can't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's just where you got to start, and you got to hold on to that and keep going. And then you solve that problem, and then the next one comes along, and you solve that one, and you keep on doing it. You can't just check out of life.
Just keep swimming is the great...
It's true.
Yeah.
I love
Dory.
That's good news.
There you go. Good news.
Just keep swimming.
Did you have any stories in there with involved tasers?
Well, I'm sure I did because I really you, you, to get to that story. You wrote all what? The stories. So is it in my news or did you just throw it out somewhere into the place?
I think maybe it isn't in yours.
Guys, I don't think it is.
Well, what we'll do is we'll play a game. We'll play a game.
Yes. Gosh, I love games.
And then I got a story about tasers.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of tasers. I own like 10 of them.
Stop owning tasers.
I collect them.
Okay.
338-3700. We have a big show coming up on February 11th. House of Heroes is back.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
They're back in Albuquerque. When's the last time you guys played here?
2013. It was right before I started working here. It was in June of 2013 for the Static Radio birthday party.
If you want to go to House of Heroes on February 11th, you call now, 338-3700. We're going to play another round.
It's time to play 8-Bit.
Hey, that voice guy's awesome.
Is that you?
What? No?
What?
Here we go. 8-Bits. Now, this morning, Teo didn't even get a chance to play.
That's true.
Nobody had faith in Teo.
Don't.
Teo has made it very clear he's not a gamer. He had a Sega Genesis, and you're playing all Nintendo theme songs. I mean, let's be real.
Sega Genesis was 16-bit. That was the thing.
Booyah. See, he knows video games. Come on.
We got a couple lines open. 338-3700 if you'd like to go and see House of Heroes. Try to win these tickets. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, you ready to play 8-Bit? Well, you really don't have to do much. You just have to pick either Steve-O or Teo to play for you.
Teo.
Teo!
It's a bad move.
All right.
It's a bad move.
You tried to tell him.
Tried to.
Whew. Okay, Teo.
Yep.
I'm going to play you an 8-Bit video game theme song.
Love it if you did.
Did you get
friend,
it right?
Friend, I'm sorry you picked me.
You know what? We're going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay,
You get to so tell us if you think Teo is going to get this right or wrong.
Mm.
Oh man!
What's your name?
Okay, I think he'll get it right. I'm rooting for him.
What is your name?
Jenny.
Jenny, what are you doing?
I am.
She hasn't been listening.
Gosh.
No, actually, I'm imagining that he's good at this. But I'm crossing my fingers.
You're not going to change that. Okay.
Well, okay. You even tried there, Dexter. To
all right. Tim. Name this 8-bit song.
Oh, come on!
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
I think come on, I'm leaning towards.
Right.
Come on.
I'm leaning towards, like, maybe it's a Street Fighter.
Talk it through, man.
A Duck Hunt.
Talk it through.
Possibly, I guess it could be. It's not Jurassic Park.
Okay.
No. I think
it could be.
Come on, man. You got this.
Is it Super Mario Brothers?
Super Mario Brothers. Are you going to lock Super Mario Brothers in?
That's it.
Jenny, are you confident with my answer?
I'm confident.
Come on.
Okay. That's correct.
Yes.
Good job. Good job.
We did it. Jenny, thanks for the faith.
Good job. It was
ill-placed, but that's fine.
I got like Ninja Gaiden and...
Hey,
gave him the easy
Can
one.
You hang on the line, Jenny?
Sure.
All right.
Congratulations
See?
To Jenny.
See, she stuck to her guns. She knew you were going to get that right, and she was right.
Jenny, don't call my number.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right.
You want to play some 8-Bit?
Yeah.
Woo!
Are you going to pick Steve-O or Teo?
I'll go with Steve-O.
All right. Good job,
wise choice.
Do you think Steve-O will get this right or wrong?
I'll say he'll get it right.
Okay. What's your name, friend?
Pressure's on.
Bergen.
All right. Steve-O, do it for your man.
Here we go. Are you ready, Steve-O?
Yes.
Name the 8-bit.
Oh, come on. This is what I should have said. Or this is what I did say earlier, I think. Oh, man. But now I'm second-guessing myself.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Man, that's legit, too. Listen to those drums.
I played this for hours.
Okay.
Hours.
Can I ask for a hint? When you die, does it go... Pew, 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 pew.
I can't tell you.
Come on! When you die, does it go? Pew, 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 pew.
I can't tell you that.
Come on. You jump, you hit a spike, and you pause, and pew, pew, pew. And then, like, you got the little balls that go... Pew.
Well, follow your gut. That's all I can say.
You know, when you get to a boss, if you beat him, you get his power. Am I close? Am I right?
Just say it, Steve-O.
Okay, I'm maybe wrong, but I believe this is Mega Man 3.
Good job, Steve-O!
Yeah! Yeah! All right, Birga, you win!
Woo! Way to go, man!
I love Mega Man.
You got tickets to see House of Heroes next week, February 11th.
Don't thank me. Thank my mom who raised me right.
Hold on the phone, buddy. We'll get you all hooked up.
And it goes out to all my mom. Shout out to my mom's, yo!
Shout out to yo,
Nintendo
mama!
Entertainment System, still the greatest Christmas present I've ever received.
So, so good. There it is. 8-bit. That's how we do it. Thanks for joining us. When we come back, Whiskey Tango, Florida.
Woohoo!
Also, some people getting tased out there. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about our Monday mindset. Try to inspire you guys on this Monday. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The Iowa caucuses get underway in community centers, living rooms, school gyms, and churches.
The 22nd annual SAG Awards.
The movies.
You must rediscover what it is to be a panda.
Kung Fu Panda 3, the top box office draw.
Novak Djokovic beat Andy Murray.
Former co-owner of the Texas Rangers, Rusty Rose, has died.
It's Carnival in Rio.
Greece, live. The Denver Police Department has shut down Motorcycle Expo after a battle involving gunfire and knives broke out.
Three inmates who escaped from a prison in Orange County, California, are back behind bars.
24 members of the powerful Sinaloa drug cartel are in custody.
Second Virginia Tech student's been arrested in connection with the death of a 13-year-old girl.
The Israeli cabinet has voted to create a separate prayer space for non-Orthodox Jews at the Western Wall in Jerusalem.
Bombing killed dozens near Damascus.
In northeastern Nigeria, an attack by suspected Boko Haram extremists.
Walk along the razor's edge. Don't look down, just keep your head or you'll be finished.
Yeah, shaving.
934.
Open up the limit. High today at 42 degrees. Sorry, you guys are like jammed in the 80s.
My bad.
Gosh,
my bad for being awesome, totally radical, and tubular. Are 80s words.
I can't work under these conditions.
You know what else is an 80s word? Recession.
Reagan.
Space program.
Aw, man.
Space camp.
Good old Ronnie.
The last starfighter.
I still have a Ronald Reagan t-shirt, y'all.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Love you guys. The Monday mindset is that you wouldn't let fear creep in.
That's right. Hey, Steve-O, Reagan caught. He wants his nomics back. Loser.
The Monday mindset is that you would trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding.
Yeah.
But to trust in him, he'll make your path straight.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
He will. It's been my testimony. Wouldn't be here today with these two guys if I didn't walk through those doors. Fear creeped in all the time. Fear said, you can't do it. I wish that song wouldn't have stopped.
I know. It was pretty rocking. And then it stopped. Sorry. That's how life is, though, man. It's like, you can do the limit or whatever it was. And it's like, man, but it's over.
Three fear said, you are worthless. You don't even talk. You're shy and not all that smart.
Wow.
That's what fear said to me.
Fear is a jerk to you. You know what you got to do? Take fear out for burritos. Fear gets kind of chill and cool after that.
Yeah. Yep. A wise person told me, FEAR stands for False Events Appear Real.
Ah. Was that your DARE instructor?
You know who my DARE instructor was? Dex, his name was Deputy Shoe.
What?
Not kidding.
Really?
And he was like, all right, kids, play the cops music.
Okay.
Wow, did that just cut off by itself?
No,
or did you do that?
Instead did
that would have been excellent timing. All right. Let's go back in time, everyone, to Teo's childhood in Mississippi. Moorville, Mississippi. Moorville Elementary School. Deputy Shoe. That really was his name. He was not a cartoon character. That really was his name. And he was like this. All right, let me tell y'all about this now. Out there, there's a gang. And that gang's called the Vice Lords. Real popular around here. But I'm going to tell you what.
The Vice Lords?
I'm going to tell you now. They hang out over at the bridge over yonder after school. They're going to want you to be in their club. They're going to call it a club. They're going to call it a family, make you feel cool.
Give you a jacket.
But they're going to beat you up. That's how you get in. They beat you up. When you want to be in a gang, you're going to get beat up. And that's like your initiation. And then you got to do all kind of crime and whatnot. You got to run around stealing drugs. And that's what this class is about. Drug awareness, residual education. And that's why I'm here. My name's Deputy Shoe.
Let's talk about tasing.
Oh, no.
Tasing.
You talk bad to me? That's a tasing.
Tasing! Tasing! Tasing!
Step back.
And you're useless.
Oh, not good. Not good.
Stop, did you just present the world with its first tasing montage?
Oh, man, that hurts.
Gosh. This definitely makes me want to not hang out with Joey Belville. He keeps trying to get me tased.
No, don't do it. I told you what it feels like, Steve-O.
I still can't believe you let somebody tase you.
I am so upset
that I had to hear a tasing montage.
Well, you know, when you've been tased, Tao, you got to talk about it.
Changes a man.
For nothing. Really.
It'll change you.
You know, when I got tased for 12.3 seconds.
Whoa!
It changed me. In fact, my hair fell out that day.
Oh, that's why.
That's why I got that bald spot up there.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's not why.
That's when I started gaining weight, by the way.
That's also not true.
I feel like you blame a lot of life decisions on this tasing.
Yeah, well, it changes them, man.
He yelled, don't tase me, bro.
It's true.
But the bro tased him.
Once you get tased, you always be chained.
Nope, that does not work either.
Let me talk about this guy. There's more tasing in the background,
in case anybody was wondering.
I need this computer to get it fixed here. It's just not working right.
It's a good computer.
There's a guy in Pennsylvania was busted for shoplifting, then got into a high-speed chase with the cops in a stolen truck. Okay, this is not good. This is never good. My dad always told me, son, you might be able to outrun a cop.
Yep.
But you will never be able to outrun a radio.
Ooh.
What?
Yep.
No, he's right, though. Because the speed of sound is incredible.
When they finally caught him because of the radio, they found he was wearing a t-shirt that said, quote, really good at making really bad decisions.
Oh,
that's what the shirt said that he was wearing.
That's rockin'.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they caught up to him and he wouldn't get out of the vehicle, they had to tase him because he wouldn't get out of the vehicle. Now, I'm telling you this because some of you are going to have to make this decision down the road. If a cop pulls you over, you don't try to flee. Mm. You pull over to a safe spot. It's out of the road. Make sure it's safe, by the way. I don't understand why people just don't drive somewhere safe. They just pull over and they just stop in the middle of the road sometimes.
I think it's because they panic.
I think so. I know. Oh, my gosh! No, you go somewhere. He'll follow you. The cop will follow you safely. You just find an exit.
Yep.
You don't run. Why don't you run, Steve-O?
Tell him.
Because they'll tase you.
Well, it's because that's breaking the law.
Oh,
it is breaking.
Evading an officer.
Yes, it is.
Tase it!
That's what you'll hear. And that'll be you. That'll be you frying in the background. That's right, frying in the background. When those prongs shoot out of that taser gun, launching 50,000 volts right into your chest cavity, well, that's not a good day.
I'm so happy that you've been tased before.
Taser!
It's actual audio. Me. That's me right there.
Nope.
That was me. Right there. That was full 8 seconds.
You sound like a younger Chewbacca.
Riding the bull, they call it. Riding the bull.
Who calls that riding the bull?
It's what the cop said. You want to ride the bull, son? I said, yep, let's do this.
How old were you?
Taser!
About 5 years ago. Maybe six.
Son, you want to ride the bull? No, sir, I do not.
Monday mindset is trust in the Lord with all your heart, right?
Yeah.
Well, you get pulled over. Better start trusting.
Yeah. Don't get stuck in your ways.
That's all I got to say.
Because crime never pays. It'll leave you in a daze. And you will get tased.
Good job. There it was. That was solid. That was a good... I feel like that was a good 3 minutes.
Man.
That was a good 3 minutes if that's what we got. That was a solid payoff.
Thanks.
Man.
It's my latest phase.
It's the phrase that pays.
It's goodness all the craze.
We see what we're doing here. We're taking crime.
Setting it ablaze.
Yeah! Guys, good job today. We are Rhymesmiths.
Mm-hmm. Whiskey Tango, Florida.
Oh, I've got one for you. Speaking of rhymes. Speaking of criminals and rhymes. And, of course, the ever-lovely state of Florida. The latest Whiskey Tango, Florida story.
Do-do-dum.
Comes to you from the lovely Palm Beach.
Beautiful this time.
That actually is beautiful. Lovely.
A man was recently pulled over on suspicion of reckless driving in front of a Delray Beach High School. Police officers pulled over Volvique Luis Jean Jr. Let me just say his name again. Volvique Luis Jean Jr.
Well, it's going to be a bad day for Volvique.
When you got a name like that...
Come on over, Volvique.
You think you're above the law.
Yeah, you do.
So not only did the officers pull him over for reckless driving in front of a high school, but this guy wasn't done.
No, they tased him.
Taser!
That's actually not... That's not true.
Actual audio, Volvique. Volvique getting tased.
Nice one, Volvique.
Officers arrested him on Wednesday. They pulled him over just before 3 p.m. along with two other cars speeding in the school's bus loop, narrowly missing students being dismissed from school, police said. Officers in a golf cart followed the cars, pulled the center of the road, forced the three cars to stop when they walked up to Gene Jr.'s car.
All right, my
said,
name's Gene.
All right, boy. License and registration, please.
Ooh.
So he reached into his bag, and what did he pull out, guys?
A taser!
Taser!
No, he did not. Still no taser in the story. Did not pull out a taser. You think he pulled out his license and registration?
Nope.
I'll give you three guesses. One, he pulled out a weapon.
I hope not.
Two,
that's a tasing.
He pulled out his license and registration. Or C, he pulled out his rap demo. I'll give you one guess.
Well, it is Florida, Steve. A machete.
A machete.
He pulled out his rap demo.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a good...
He pulled out his newest rap CD.
His mixtape?
Yeah, his mixtape, if you will. His demo, yo. He's still waiting to break it into the mains, you know what I'm saying? They recognized some of the people in the car as former students. Cars were fleeing, and this dude was still just trying to get his demo out there.
Hey, man.
Gotta do what it takes.
He did not have his license and registration, so seriously... Instead of his license, he handed them his rap CD as proof of who he was. Yo, dog, I don't have a license, but I got a rap demo. This is me.
And he was driving.
I wish I were joking.
Man, that's solid stuff.
Ladies Florida. And gentlemen, I give you Whiskey Tango, Florida.
That's good stuff, man. I mean, you know.
Thanks,
it's
Florida.
Good when you get down and you're like, oh, man, I'm the worst of the worst. And then you just got to wait about 5 minutes and a story will come out of Florida and make you feel better.
I wish I could have been there to see the police officer's face when they're like, license and registration. And he pulls out a rap CD and says, yo, dog, this is my demo. Mm. That's me right there. Volquez Luis Jean Jr.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Vol.
Again, my rule in life is stay out of Florida. You'll live a lot longer.
I'm going to keep our radio demo from this morning show with me at all times. And if I ever get pulled over, I'm going to be like, I got the next best thing, officers. I mean, I don't have a license on me, but what I do have will make you laugh in the mornings. It will also be uplifting and encouraging to you. I give you the Morning Invasion demo. Booyah!
Only if
and
you
then I'll probably
like
need to call one of you guys to come pick me up from jail.
Yeah, I'll come get you.
Okay, cool.
I'm a good
Thanks,
friend.
Man. Thanks. Such
yeah,
a good friend.
Having a radio show for many years in this city has its perks at times. I've been pulled over many times. Many times. Probably over a dozen times.
Quit breaking the law.
I'm usually going too fast. It says to drive 25 and I'm going 50.
Oh, no. Yeah. Don't do that.
I'm that guy.
My wife learned... Learn the hard way this weekend that that's not something you can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. You gotta get those donuts to church, though, am I right?
Out of a dozen times that I've been pulled over, there's only been one time that the cop recognized me. And it was at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, Dex, nothing good happens after midnight.
So my mom told me. I was getting to work extra early. I just moved into this new neighborhood. Pulled out of my driveway, was heading to work. All of a sudden, a cop pulls up behind me.
How could he do this?
Follows me halfway to work, and all of a sudden, his lights come on. I was abiding by all of the laws of the land. Making a complete stop at every stop sign. Cop gets out of the car, walks up, taps on the window. I roll it down.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood that in TV shows. Of course my window was rolled down because I knew the cop was walking to the car. Why in the movies and TV shows is the window always rolled up and the cop has to knock on the window? Why
That's
is that?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I always wondered that.
Yeah.
Next time I get pulled over, I'm going to keep my window up until he comes over.
Because usually the people in the movies are in the process of hiding something.
It's not a good idea.
Well, I was sitting there at 2 a.m. in my car wondering, what did I do? I didn't break any laws. He said, son... Driver's license, registration.
Man, no conversation that begins with, son, ever goes the way you want
That's
it to.
Very, very true. As son,
I knew I was in trouble.
Yeah.
And he asked me, what are you doing this time in the morning? I said, officer, going to work. Oh, yeah? Where do you work? I do a radio show. I knew it. I knew it was you, and he was a listener.
Nice.
Cool. I got off of it. No, I didn't. He gave me a ticket.
Oh, good.
Love your morning show, though.
Apparently, I didn't abide by all the laws of the land.
No, you're still going to get in trouble. Got to abide by the laws.
It's Chrissy! Like,
love the show, but, you know, here's your ticket. Thanks a lot, buddy. Whatever. I had a brake light out.
That's good.
He could have gave me a warning, but, you know, he didn't.
My wife, seriously, yesterday I get a text from my wife, and it says, speeding ticket.
Ugh.
Her first ticket her entire life.
Way
She's
to go,
never,
Chrissy.
ever
She's
gotten a ticket.
She's never gotten a ticket?
No.
No way.
My
first
wife
one
has
ever.
Never gotten one either.
First one in her life. Man, she didn't know what to do. She immediately texted me because she didn't know how to handle it because, you know, do you say guilty? Do you, you know?
Guilty, officer!
She said it was really sweet. She got pulled over yesterday for speeding. And so the officer says, all right, you're going to need to go to court, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she said, court?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sorry,
and he said,
it's no big
if
deal.
You sign this here, it means you're admitting guilt and you just have to pay a bunch of money right now. You should go to court. You've never had a ticket and your record's perfect. And she said, okay.
No.
So she signed that she's going to court next week. But now she's like, I don't know what to do. I have to go to court.
You know what? I've been there many
Chrissy.
Times. They know me by name.
Chrissy needs to, she needs to procure incredible legal counsel.
She's the sweetest because she says, but I'm going to go to court. And what if they ask me like guilty or not guilty? Because I was
easy.
Going
no,
like five
that.
Over.
They don't do that. This is what happens, Chrissy. You walk in,
Listen
you walk into the courtroom, okay?
Yeah.
This is what happens. You walk into the courtroom. Of course, you got to go through the metal detectors. Make sure you don't have any weapons.
Don't bring your gun.
Then you get up to the courtroom, and you have to sit down in these chairs. There's a bunch of other criminals sitting next to you that broke laws, and you're just, you know, you strike up a nice conversation while you're waiting. You know, it's cool because you actually get to watch court happen. You get to see people go up in front of the judge.
I just watch Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. And you know what's going to happen, Chrissy? The only thing that's going to happen is they're going to call your name, and then you're going to walk into a room, sit down, and a lady's going to say, what do you think, guilty or not guilty? Just tell them I'm not guilty.
But That's her struggle.
No, you take it to court. You take it all the way.
Take it to the house.
What? You say not guilty.
But she said,
I did nothing wrong. And then what happens is they'll set a court date, and then you'll go in front of the judge and that police officer that pulled you over, and you'll get to go in front of that judge.
You better hope that this isn't like Manitowoc County.
She's not like you guys. She was like, but I'm clearly guilty. I don't know.
When you caught her and you're on the phone, you're like, Chrissy?
It was so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he said, Chrissy, did you do this? Well, no. Yeah, but did you do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's easy. You go in that room and you say guilty, and then that's it. That's really
all
that happens.
But you still have to pay a bunch of money.
Yeah, you do. It's no big deal. You guys got your tax
money. No big deal. Listen, Clear Channel Money.
Now,
not all
rich.
Of us come from big radio, okay? You and all them big bucks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You should look at my bank account right
now. Yeah, you should look at his bank account.
Yeah, seriously.
So, it's the worst.
Like,
I've
no
seen
money
it.
In there.
The only bucks he has is his former co-host. Am I right?
And he can't even afford that one.
Yeah. Good stuff. Here it is. Here it is, guys. If you're listening right now, here is what we want you to take from what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You got to follow the laws of the land. They're
That's
put
true.
There in place for a reason.
Obey them.
You got to pay attention when you're driving.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if Eye of the Tiger comes on, get you all pumped up. Makes me want to drive fast, but you can't. Got to pay attention. Got to drive safe. And you know, you do the crime, you do the time. That's it.
But apparently you're supposed to say not guilty or it goes on your record permanently.
Hey, C to the T, man.
I just, what?
Do the crime, you do the time.
Okay.
C to the T.
Okay.
All right, well.
Watch Making a Murderer. Okay. Quit wasting your time.
You know what happened? We jumped on Netflix with the full intention to watch this stupid show that you guys keep hounding me on and saying, dude, you got to watch it, man.
And you fell asleep.
No, we watched iZombie instead.
Oh,
hilarious.
Did you like that?
I love it.
Really?
Oh, dude, it's so fun.
Well, maybe I have to get
it's very chill.
More. I watched the first couple.
Bono.
It's definitely not like, intense gore, Walking Dead, bleh. It's not that. It's a CW show. It's fun.
All right.
And by the way, I have issue number one of that comic book and was very excited they made it into a TV show because Daddy got $500 richer. Am I right?
Woo!
Keep making them TV shows out of comic books that I own, please.
Remember when he was saying he didn't have any money?
Yeah.
And then he said he had a $500 comic? Mm-hmm.
Just lying in the closet.
Just keep on
going. Wait, what?
Seriously. Tell you what. All right. We're pretty much done today.
We are.
What we didn't get to, we'll get to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
New Music Tuesday tomorrow.
Hey, congratulations to, let's see, we got Nomi, Joseph, Bergen, and Jenny. Congratulations on their ticket winnings today.
Yeah, apparently I gave away all the tickets.
No, we got more opportunities tomorrow.
And don't forget about our big announcement, guys. Early March, Friday, March 4th, we're going to be broadcasting live the entire day from the Rock and Worship Roadshow.
Yes!
More info available at our Facebook, facebook.com/star88FM. And don't forget this, too. Speaking of Facebook, you can post your Monday Mindset on there all day.
Here it is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding.
In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. That's a promise from the Lord, man.
That's all you gotta do.
You can bet on that one.
I got people after me, but I'm just gonna trust in the Lord.
That's good stuff.
What?
What?
All right, Pablo Escobar.
Quit committing crimes, El Chapo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gosh.
We love you guys. If you need us, we're here for you. Make sure you hit up that podcast. Subscribe on iTunes. You droid people have something. You guys make sure and
you
download
people.
It. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.